Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everybody, how you doing? This is Blog Talk Radio, and this is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. Sorry we were on so there's a delay. Sorry for the delay. It's one of those things where I don't know what it is with Skype and the internet. I guess Mercury could be in full swing with retrograde, which could drive you freaking nuts. But at the same time, I guess we'll have to sit there and deal through it and get a little things going on. What do you say? I'm trying to sit there and go over a whole thing. Hold on for 1 second. We're trying to get things squared away here, which it seems like almost there. Today's show is Harnessing Your Inner Guidance, How to Become a Super Being to Have a Super Life. So, we're really going to have a great show today. Yeah, we're going to cover how to listen and tap into your inner guidance. Today we're also going to go over some tools to help chakras are the seven energy centers, and more. We're just going to cover a lot of things, how it's like one of those situations of being able to connect with your angels, and the chakras and things like that seem like those are the things that we need to center and focus on clearing out those energy centers to help us to connect. And not just the idea of connecting, we're also talking about manifesting and the law of attraction. And actually, if you think about the energy centers in your body, they're energy. And it seems like when those things are on the right frequency and that they are operating properly and they're balanced, it's easier to put yourself in the right frequency with what you're trying to attract. So, plus today, we're also doing free angel tarot card readings. And to the 10th caller, you win a 45-minute reading, so call in and win. That's going to be great. Also, some tips on how to do psychic and tarot card readings yourself. And then we're going to have, for each caller that calls in, a card of the day for each caller. So you just call in, I'll give you a tarot card for the day, which will use a reflect. A lot of things it has tended to do is reflect on things you're talking about. We've had callers in the past where they've called in, and they were just wasn't really sure and still doubtful about relationships. And then the girl got the lover's card. So it just kind of put her mind at ease. So it just kind of took on a life of its own. Now we do that every week. So join us. It's going to be a great, great show. That was freaky, huh? Okay, let's get with the whole situation. If you want to call in, the number here is 646-721-9031. Plus, we're also telling all the callers to call in. I mean, it's like you only get like 5 minutes at that with me. So I really suggest that you call in and get a private reading with me. Right now, we have specials going on, so it's great to take advantage of those specials for the holidays. My private number is 937-838-6337 if you want to get a reading with me. Right now I have a special going on right now where it's $25 for 30 minutes and $45 for a 4-hour. So if you want to call in and take advantage of that, that's great. Really looking forward to doing a lot of readings this month so I can actually take 10% of that and give it to charity. I haven't picked out a family just yet, but I'm keeping my eyes open because I feel like my angels are going to guide me somewhere or to someone that we can actually take that and do that charity thing. I don't have to even call it. It's just the ideal, the whole situation, isn't it? I just want to be really giving this year. And so, therefore, call in. Also, to the callers, to save, like I said before, like $25 for a half hour and $45 for a whole hour. I always want to stress to everybody that when you call in and this is the session you're getting, if it goes over 5 or 10 minutes, that's just the way things go. And I never ask for any more than what I've already gotten, unless it really goes over to extents. Like we have an hour reading, it goes over for 2 hours. And then we have a tendency to get a little detailed about that. But when you're talking minutes, no big deal. So give me a call, and I really recommend that you get a private session. I'm also doing life readings, and I'm also giving a lot of insights to the next year. And I also feel like this next year is going to be a great year because it's 2011. I personally like 11s because 11s are just like manifestation numbers. If you've ever read anything with Doreen Virtues, she has the book on angel numbers, and 111 or 1111. Those are just basically telling you that when you see those numbers, to keep your thoughts positive and focus on exactly what you want, because a positive portal has just opened up. So it's a whole lot easier to manifest things when that energy comes along and you start seeing the 11s. Also, when you start seeing, I love seeing 4-4-4s myself, because that just says in the process of seeing your 11s, you also have angels with you as well. So, you know, stick into that one too. Angels are just guiding you everywhere and any, you know, trying to help you obtain not just a few things in your life, but also they're there to help you to obtain everything. So today's show is Harnessing Your Energy, How to Become a Super Being to Have Super Life. And I recommend that the book I read that gave me an insight to the super beings is a book called Super Beings. Super Beings. It's called Super Beings Overcoming Limitations to the Power of the Mind. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price. I recommend you get that book very highly because in the book itself, it actually covers a lot of things. But one thing I noticed in here, it tells you different levels. It also tells you that you can have anything. Health, prosperity, fulfillment, loving relationships, safety, protection, order, harmony begins. Perhaps even, you know, faintly, but then changing your mind and saying, okay, I can be well and strong and just keep focusing on that. That's the idea of focusing on positive thoughts is the ideal, the whole thing. And then we start to go on in the situation when we were talking about the seven energy centers. Now, if you talk about chakras themselves, actually your whole body is full of chakras. You have chakras in your hands, chakras in your legs. But the main chakras they talk about are seven, and depends on who you talk to. Some people think there's nine, and maybe there is. I think it depends on the individual, a certain energy that they're actually putting in their lives. So, you know, you sit here and look at that situation. It's clearing and balancing your chakras just makes you more open to the guidance that you're hearing so you can actually hear it clearly. So therefore, you can actually be more spontaneous and do that. Be more spontaneous and do your job or find the relationship you want to or the idea of telling you to sit still and let these things come to you, whichever your guidance tells you which way to go. I just know for a fact that when you take those energy centers and you balance and cleanse them every day, you always seem to be able to deal with the day a whole lot better too. It's like the best thing, I agree with Doreen Virtue. It's one of those situations that you should do a meditation in the morning and meditation at night. You should clear your chakras in the morning so you're ready for the day, decision making and that kind of stuff. And then you should do one at night to clear all the negativity you've been subjected to so you can actually sleep better. This puts you in a situation of realizing that if you can actually cleanse those, and the idea of cleansing things, you start realizing you don't need medication for nothing. So, you know, it's to get to the point where you can rise yourself above and start focusing on those things, our inner selves, you know, the chakras, your aura, and just cleansing those things and all that kind of stuff and working with our angels so we can get away from the doctors, because I think they're all quacks to a point. And maybe not all of them, but the ones I've actually dealt with, it just seems like they're always, you know, it's like a business. And I noticed certain situations, even with schooling and the colleges, and everybody's getting into this thing where it's just like they're scared to death. They're not going to get all the freaking money in the world. So there must be a lot of... So everybody's basically living on fear. And when you start focusing on your angels and your guidance and stuff, you start getting away from that fear. Then you start realizing that all the things that was that your life and your body was being subjected to start going away one at a time. And even your angels can help you with that whole situation too of healing. One of those things, if you feel like you need some extra healing, call on Archangel Raphael. Actually, the process of getting rid of some of the healing yourself and finding out what you need to heal and listening and taking that guidance. It's also another guidance that can also help you get to a point in your life where Archangel Raphael can also help you attract more abundance. But see, the ideas, I was going to talk about before, sometimes we all are working and focusing on these things, and we should let the universe focus on helping us obtain what we're trying to manifest and focus on. And then sometimes that's great. I'm not saying that we shouldn't trust that. But sometimes in the midst of that whole thing, our angels have a tendency to come to us and say, well, maybe the reason you're not getting that is because you have some kind of blockage, something you're hanging on to. And we do know for a fact that you can't have two things in the same space. So if you're hanging on to something negative, you can't, until you get rid of that negativity, you can't replace it with positive energy or a positive situation until you resolve the negative one. Two things can't occupy the same space. So think about that. So we're not saying that you can't just use the law of attraction and and manifest exactly what you want. We're just saying, in some instances, when you listen to your angels, they can also help you get rid of some blockages so you can actually obtain all those things. That's all we're saying. It's just all this work together. You know, so it's a co-collaboration. So therefore, we're all working together. So if they're asking you and guiding you in certain ways, it's best to just listen. Quit questioning and everything. I mean, personally, I would rather listen to guidance, angels and spirits and God and just everything that's walking over us. You know, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, our higher selves. That's what they're there for. They're on a different plane that we are. So they're not restricted by limitations. Okay? So the idea of asking another human who's on the same plane that we are, that's almost like the blind leading the blind. And I'm not saying there's not really good people out there, because there are a lot of good people out there who are listening to their guidance, and they're leading people because of that guidance, not because of their egos. So we go over the whole thing. We were talking about chakras. The first, let's just go to the chakras real quickly here. Chakras, and we have the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine. We have the sacral chakra, which is around, for a woman, it'll be around the ovaries, and for a guy, it'll be around the testicle area. And then we have this thing called, I call it solar plex. Some people pronounce it a different way that way, but that's around, I would say, it's right below your belly button. And let me go back real quick. When you know that you need to work on your root chakra, it's like a ruby red. And the root chakra is basically a chakra that's for grounding, but also with the situation at hand, success, money. Don't you hate that when you lose your train of thought? But definitely your chakras are there to help you on your decision making. And you should definitely trust that. And if you don't, maybe that's another sign that's telling you that you need to clear and cleanse your chakras. The base chakra, or some people call it the root chakra, like I said before, that's a ruby red. See, it's, and the key word for that one, it's like focusing on that chakra and to cleanse it if you like. You could use the word I have. And it's, you know, it's related to all earthly issues, at survival, your physical body, financial concerns, you know, it's as well as substance safety and shelter. When that one is blocked, it's basically you don't feel quite right. You just kind of like, you know, being grounded, sometimes you just feel lost. Then you have the sacral chakra, which is orange. And like I said before, that one's around your, for a man it's testicles, and for a woman it's ovaries. The key word for that one is I want. That one that there is in charge of emotions, desires, creativity, and sexuality. And usually with those situations, you have problems in those areas. Some people actually report when that chakra is unbalanced, you also get a lot of, some people can be sexually aggressive, or they feel like they need that all the time. That's a sign of being out of control or unbalanced. Also, the situation, that person can also be jealous and possessive, also experiencing back pains and kidney problems. And then you have the solar plex chakra, which is yellow. What's the key word for that? Was I can. And that's, like I said before, to me, it's like right below the belly button. That one there is the one that's in charge of vitality, power, self-control, self-esteem, confidence. We've all experienced that one ourselves. Usually most people, when you're in a situation where you're nervous and that kind of stuff, you feel the butterflies. That's actually your solar plex chakra kicking in. And then we have the one that everybody knows about. It's the heart chakra, which is green, emerald green. The one with there is I love, of course. That's the heart chakra. It represents unconditional love, compassion, joy, balance, relationships, inhaling. It's said to be linked between our mind, body, and spirit, because we have the lower chakras, which seem to be working with the physical body. And then as we get past the heart chakra, then we start focusing on them as the chakras that are attached to our spiritual senses. Like the throat chakra, which is light blue. Some people say it actually has a tint of robin egg blue. That one there is right there in the neck. I would say right around the area of where you have that little crease right at the bottom of your neck, right in that area. The word there, the key word for that one is I speak. This one here is the throat chakra is associated with communication, sound, and creativity as well. And then the ability of clairaudience. And in some situations, it goes back and forth, but there are some people who say there is an ear chakra, which is actually two chakras going, I wouldn't say horizontally, but they're at a catechory, I can't explain it. It's like you have your ear chakra, everybody knows what the ears are, and then you have your third eye. Well, they say the chakra goes from, vibrates between those two. But there's two of them, so you have one chakra on each side for each ear. This was the chakra, the ear chakra, like we all figure, would be also associated with clairaudient, which clairaudient means hearing. You hear your divine guidance. And then you have the third eye chakra, which everybody most of us understand what that means. That's indigo color. And that one here is the key word is I see. And as you get the key words on these things, I would definitely recommend getting a couple of books on meditation and opening up those ones and working on those spiritual ones as well as the ground ones and get a good chakra clearing. But there's actually a couple that I know of that you should go out there and check out. One's a chakra clearing by Doreen Virtue. I recommend you get the hard copy because it actually has a CD with it. It has a free CD comes with it. So it actually takes you through a chakra clearing meditation. One in the morning, one at night. So you can actually hear it, sit back, and really, not focus, but just kind of like get lost in the CD itself. It also, what I felt like was really nice was she actually puts the meditation itself in the book. So I've actually taken that one and gotten some other music to go with it. Like I was telling you before, let me go back here and finish up with these chakras, and I'll get back with you and give you some more information where you can actually obtain some books and get some things where we can actually, like I said, we're working on getting tools. With the third eye chakra, that's the one in charge of your psychic abilities. It's one of those things, clairvoyancy, which means you see, and that's your third eye. You see your spiritual guidance. And it's a show associated with clairvoyancy, intuition, and higher levels of consciousness. That's and there's actually a lot of people work on those things too, and crystals are good for that. And then we have the crown chakra, which is violet. The key word there is knowing. I know, I know, I know, I know. And that's the crown. The crown chakra is the center of your link with the universe and your higher consciousness. It's with the idea of opening up. When you start hearing through there, through your crown chakra, it's like wisdom and spiritual insight. So it's a combination of both. I believe that those working together. And if you really wanted a simple little meditation to actually focus on your chakras, just use I am energy. The universe flows through me and guides me. And I feel like that the information that comes across your chakras with the energy coming through your crown chakra, I really believe that's your angels and everyone, as in spiritual beings, that are watching over you. But like I said before, what I used to do is I would sit there and take Doreen Virtue's book, and I would listen to the CD that she has for a very, lots of things. She's also got another one called the Atlantean Meditation, which actually covers the chakras, it covers releasement, Covers about everything you can think of. It's a very, very nice meditation too, so you should check that out. You can actually go on Hay House, and you might be able to find it through Amazon.com. I've never really actually tried that one with the CDs, but they have about everything else on the whole thing, and I've actually got all my books through them, so you should try that. Try to get that one too. But what I found what worked for me was a HemiSync CDs. HemiSync CDs have a 30-day guarantee. You return it in good condition, you get your CD back. I mean, get your money back. So that's really good. But they have CDs on everything you can think of. And they have a lot of CDs just on meditation themselves, where it takes basically what HemiSync CDs are, is there's a tone underneath the music that helps the brain with both hemispheres to work together. So it gives you a higher focus and higher concentration. So you should definitely try those. But what I used to do is I would sit there, and since she wrote the chakra meditations in the book, I would take different music and kind of experiment with those, and I would sit there and do the same. That's why I would recommend that you all do the same as yourself, because you can actually look at that situation, and it's really interesting. You should definitely try that. And if you have any questions or any things that you want to bring in today, hey, jump in there and give us a call. Number here is 646-721-9031. There's another guy who has a book out too that I've gotten myself. It's called John Holland. It's called Psychic Navigator. And this book is basically talking about how to harness your inner guidance, and it covers all the chakras as well. The reason I recommend Doreen Virtue's book, because on her CD, she covers all the chakras except for the ear chakras. But the meditation that she actually has in the book, she covers the ear chakras. And she gives you an idea where they're at. So if you feel like that's something you need to focus on too, there it is, right there. So therefore, you get those two books. Definitely check out Hay House. I hear that they're actually having some really good specials this month. So really getting some good deals for some really good books. So check that out. If you want to check out the HemiSync CDs, give them a call. They have a toll-free number, which is 800-541-2488. And if you like, you can also contact them at their website. If I can find it here, I just saw it. Here it is, www.hemisync-sync.com. That's www.hemisync-dot com. Okay, so check those out. I've had lots of success with those, and really opened up my eyes for a lot of things. And it seemed like it changed my attitude. I was actually able to take myself to a different place in my life where I'm calmer. It was a way of working on my temper, which doesn't really come into play anymore. Once you get yourself to the point of realizing that everything has been being told to you, and you should listen to your guidance, to the point where you can almost, in the idea, you can manifest anything you want in your life, and then realizing that the reason that your life is the way it is because of the way you're thinking, and then you just change your thinking on the whole thing. Then you start looking at things a little bit more, and you start taking full responsibility for your life, and then you seem to be a whole lot happier. You see, it's just one of those things of putting them all together. And when I was talking about chakras and that kind of stuff, actually, I'm trying to think about this one book I used to have, but like I said, I have a bad habit of giving books away. But it's basically, I think it's called Quantum Healing. And in that book, it covers the ideal that we have the chakras of the body, but we also have chakras below us. There's a grounding chakra, which is below our feet, and then there's another chakra above our head. So actually, it's almost like looking at the situation of someone saying there's more of the main chakras, which is almost 12 chakras. You know, having these chakras are just energy centers, from what I understand, is to regulate the energy going through our bodies, but also they're there to help us to attract certain things in our lives by exactly what they do. Like, for instance, if you're a psychic, sometimes we use our solar plex and our third eye and our throat chakras all together, obtaining information. But like I said before, your angels are always there talking to you. It's just a way of keeping the channel clear. So if you all want to call, we're actually doing 45-minute readings. Yeah. We're also doing 45-minute readings today, so call in for that. No, we're not. We're giving away 45-minute readings. Sorry. But we're also answering questions today. All we ask you to do is keep it at 2 questions. But call in. Ask about anything. We'll answer any questions you like. We got an hour and 29 minutes remaining here, so call in. We got plenty of time. It's Monday night. It's about, good question, what time is it? I lost my train of thought on that one, too. It is now 6:30 p.m. Eastern, so call in. And if you have some questions about the show today, great. If you have any questions that you're not really understanding about the chakras, call in. That seems to be, to me, it was definitely a big key to me on really doing my job. I've been doing psychic readings for a long, probably over 20 years, and it seemed like in the last 5 or 6 years, the spiritual part has really kicked in. I lived in Manitou Springs in Colorado for a very long time, and that place just opened my eyes to the point where it was just the ideal connection, not just to people, but also to the earth itself, also to animals. And then finding out about other things too is, there was a book out there called by Dorian Virtue called Healing with the Fairies. That was a hard book for me. I bought it, but it took me about 3 days to actually sit down and read it because I was just kind of hesitant about the whole thing, you know, fairies and that kind of stuff. But then it was like reading her book and realizing, having your eyes opened, when she referred to them as angels too, when they were just more guides over animals and the, what do they call it, plant life. So that made a whole lot of difference. But it wasn't until I went in the mountains and I was actually, I went by exactly how she talked. How would you look at it? It's like looking at the situation and how she actually taught you how to see fairies. And I just went in the mountains and did exactly what she said. And exactly, and I saw them. Saw these bright lights. And then within the bright lights, I saw these human-looking figures with dragonfly wings, which I thought was very interesting. I saw them around pine trees and stuff like that. So it wasn't until that point I actually went right back and started reading that book completely. I also liked the book too, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't read it in a while, but in that book it was really cool because she talks about finding true love. And in the book, it's just interesting how she sits there and goes over how it actually happened to her in the sense of a person finding true love with her. And it's almost like being drawn back to that and then realizing it was the very first person. It was your first love, and then it turned out to be your last. And it was really interesting to read that story, and I recommend you get that book and read that story because it gives you a really strong a strong sense of what you're being drawn to and to pay attention to that if it's not what. So when you meet somebody and you're still being drawn to the right person, I think I would say that's another sign of saying you're not with the right person. So give us a call and tell us your stories. You know, if there's any other people out there that are psychic too as well and want to call in and give their insights on the chakras, and maybe they have their own clearing meditation, and maybe they have their own little way of dealing with that. I think it's the ideal of having a lot of different insights to the whole thing that might actually be more in touch with somebody else as well. So give us a call in and see how that goes. The number here is 646-721-9031. Like I said before, the number is 646-721-9031. Forgive me, I have a tendency to get excited about doing the show and stuff, and so I have a tendency to rush through things pretty quickly. So I hope you catch that number. If you didn't, that number is 646 721-9031. We have an hour and 25 minutes remaining in the show. We're broadcasting here from Circleville, Ohio, which we've had lots of snow, so I don't know if you've all had snow out there or where you're from, and you're dealing with that too as well. That can be a little stressful, and the idea of trying to figure if you even want to go out because it's really cold. So give us a call. Call in. We were also talking about the ideal situation is also let yourself be gravitated to books and CDs and stuff that you really feel like you need to do. Because I've always noticed one thing about the situation, that they lead you to books, CDs, information, and it seems like when you listen to it spontaneously, opportunities open up so you can actually obtain these things. I mean, when I had the Chakra Clearing book by Dorian Virtue, I swear to you, I've had that book probably 10, 12 times. And I always tell people, here, you can have this book, because I feel like they needed it at the time. And I always felt like chakra clearing is a very important thing. It's something that, if it gets done on a regular basis, it could be really eye-opening. They sit there and basically give you an idea of what you actually can do with yourself. It could be just basically having blockages. It could also be the idea of changing your diet. I mean, a lot of us really get away from red meat for one reason is because it has a tendency to really block our psychic abilities. So we start looking for other things that might be toxic to us, and we start eliminating them from our diets. And when we do, we start noticing more things. It's the idea like fasting. Fasting, to me, was one of those things of also opening up doors, of realizing that everything's a choice, but also at the same time of looking at my chakras. Once I fasted for about 5 days, I could actually, you know, sometimes we always question these things, do they really exist? When you fast, you start realizing that these things do exist because you can feel them. You also start sensing your angels, your senses, your feelings, like your skin, very sensitive to everything anyway. So it starts showing you that you are more than this human body. And that's the whole thing of realizing there are no limitations. The only limitations that you have are the limitations you put on yourself. Because you're the one who's in the driver's seat making these decisions. All we're trying to do is help you connect with your angels and God. So therefore, you can start creating things in your life and realizing the ideal of creation. It's a co-creation. So to start using our creativity in a more constructive way, instead of working against us, to start working for us. And I feel like by connecting and working and doing those chakra clearings, you can keep that station or those keeping the line open constantly so you can hear your angels. So you can get into a time, so you can get into a situation with your life where when you start manifesting things, they happen spontaneously too. They just start happening. That's because you're wide open. And of course, the one thing I recommend about John Holland's book is it talks about opening your chakras. But there's also some of us are really sensitive, so it also teaches you how to shut the chakras down so they're not open as wide and not taking in so much. So you can actually, it's one of those things you could actually do before you went to bed, calm them, you know, bring them in, slow down. Same thing with Dorian Virtues. It's like one of those things that just doing a chakra clearing so you can actually sleep better. You sleep better, you get that deep, deep sleep, and then you can actually be more really into your life. The next day you're just willing, sometimes you actually get up before the alarm clock goes off because you just sense it's time to go and you just start knowing things more and you start going with that. And it's also the same thing of when we're talking about tools and that kind of stuff, if you can actually take yourself, depending where you're at. But it's one of those things of going out into nature and discovering things. My thing was when I lived in the mountains, I used to go hiking all the time no matter what. And try to go to these same places anyway. And in the process of finding a nice place to sit on the mountain, I would sit back and tell people, you know, it's like I would tell my friends, it's amazing when you sit and focus on your eyesight and you focus on your ears, exactly what you can hear and how far you can hear away, and even the eyes. Once you start training these things, it's almost like you're not affected by age anymore, because I think what the problem is we get away from actually focusing on certain things and we're too caught up in life. So we're not actually losing our eyesight or losing our hearing. We just don't use it. It's like our memory. It's like putting it in perspective, too, of saying, okay, when you forgot something, did you really forget it? or was it you didn't constantly put it to memory? So if you didn't forget it, you just never put it really to memory, so you're not forgetting anything. And then you get caught up in that old situation where people are telling you, oh, you're getting older, so you're losing your hearing. There is no evidence of that, of getting older and you start losing these things. Because I know a lot of people who are in their 80s who have these functions, everything functions fine. So, you know, if that was the case of just the idea of old age, it would make you wonder. So, because you always look at other people around you and say, okay, that person is not being affected by that. Why isn't he not being affected by that? It could be simply a theory my friend came up one time where he said, you know, he didn't think death existed. He felt like it was something that was suggested to us our whole lives. And he's, in some ways, I think he's right, because if you sit and look at television and life itself, from the time you're born, everybody keeps telling you you're going to die. And I always tell people, the more you try to convince me of something, the more I have a problem believing it, because you're trying to convince me of something. And I always feel like if it's true, then I will see it. I don't need someone to tell me this. So that's what I'm saying. And with that kind of thinking on the whole thing, I guess you would say from the time of my drowning accident, from that point on, I was always doing that. There was always something talking to me, always something pointing things out to me, always feeling people's feelings, you know, when they were being hurt and that kind of stuff. And I always seemed to know that. So it started at a very young age for me, which in some ways could be very overwhelming, especially if you come from a family of Baptists. And the idea of even thinking about talking about psychics was something you didn't do and was never encouraged. And, you know, it was like everybody was so caught up in what they were doing, the idea of even focusing on, I guess you would say, my abilities and talking and trying to figure out things, I had to go through other people, friends and that kind of stuff. But then I started listening to where I was guided to, and I kept on asking myself, why am I guided to these things, reading this information, reading these books, fascinated with certain things. So therefore, I let my defenses down, my guards down, and try to get away from that religious attitude, and started thinking about things in a different light, and started thinking that God was thinking about God in a different way, instead of a wrath or revengeful God. It was more of a loving God, and exactly what it meant by saying that you were created in the image. So therefore, exploring other things and start realizing gifts. You know, we talk about having these gifts, but they could also be the ideal of we all have these gifts, and they're not gifts. They're just something that we were born with that we just don't use. So it seems like once you start thinking, once you start focusing and you start getting pulled to certain things, these things, chakras, focusing on chakras, angels. I mean, there's also the angels we were talking about before, about guidance, angels coming in. I've had people ask me questions about angels. I've actually heard answers where it's like looking for names for angels. And the angel is talking about they don't need names. It's just the idea of knowing they're there. And actually, in some ways, if you think about that, with the people that you've actually known that are really close in your life, you don't need to know their names, but you're very close to those people. And it seemed like the reason you're close to them is because of just the way they are. The essence of who they are, not what they look like. And you remember them long afterwards. Sometimes you can't remember the face, but you do remember them and who they're all about, what they like, what they didn't like. So it was more of the essence of who they was, wasn't them physically. So then you start looking at that, everybody being connected on a spiritual sense. And some people get it younger, some people don't. But you do hear a lot of people questioning it. And the ones who are really putting themselves in the spiritual life don't seem to question as much. They just have a tendency to go forward. I was telling you before about with the book Super Beings, it talks about having many levels of this, of going through certain things to become a super being. And I thought it was very interesting that at one point, it's like you do see yourself going through certain levels of learning, but I didn't realize there was levels. So we sit there and looked over the whole thing, and sometimes you try to put yourself in one of those levels. I don't think they actually describe the levels in the book, just so you can put yourself in one. It's the idea of getting an idea of where you're at in your spiritual, lessons. You have many. There's actually 12 phases. And from what the book says, there's only been one person who's actually reached level 12. Or you should say he was already, maybe he was closely at, and maybe he was already at that whole thing, huh? He was already at level 12, and the rest of us are trying to get to that point. But you should definitely get that book. Super Beings. Overcoming Limitations Through the Power of the Mind. Okay? You open the mind up, and you can really... I've done palm readings before. If you look on your hand, you'll see your lifeline, and usually if your lifeline connects to your headline, which is the one that goes across the middle of your palm, that to me is always reflected of people's psychic abilities. And the reason I see it that way is because you use your psychic abilities to interpret information through your head. So you focus to interpret it, the information that you're getting, which reflects your life. So you see how they work together? Focus on the head, understand the information, and then it reflects your life. And usually the deeper the line, the more the meditation you have, the more you know what you're taught. You know exactly what to do with the moments that you're subjected to, the moment, to the situations you're going through. Let's take a couple calls and see what's up today and see what kind of questions we got. I'm actually looking forward to answering some questions and maybe hearing some stories. So let's go to caller one. Okay, area code 678, you're on the air. How are you and what's your name?
My name is
Mark?
Sorry, Brian.
Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Okay. So you have a comment about the show or a couple questions for me?
I have a couple questions.
All right.
My question is, I am in need of finances for school so I can finish next year. And the only thing I want to know is, do you see you finishing in 2011?
Well, it comes to me, I feel like, yeah, you will finish in 2011. It also comes off as finishing early.
Okay.
So, I'm just saying, with the situation of focusing, it seems like in some ways you kind of like, there's sometimes you lose your focus, but I feel like in 2011, you see that intensity coming back, and that's why I see you finishing early.
Okay.
It's not like months early, I'm just saying, one time I was actually focusing on, a friend of mine wanted to help a friend out with their electric bill. So I was like, so she came to me, she goes, you're always thinking about positive. So is your check in your post office box? And I just said, you know something? Let's just think positive and say, yes, it is. And we went to my post office box and I got, my check was there. And I thought it was amazing about the whole thing. When I thought about it later on, it was actually early, which had never been. It had never been early. And also I started noticing that I started thinking more positive. And next thing I know, that I never had that problem anymore, and it was actually coming early. So I recommend the positive thinking, okay? That's what I mean. It's going to happen early. Not that was like a day early, you know?
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's like, do you yourself focus on any kind of chakra clearing or any kind of meditation?
Okay.
Do you?
No, I don't. I need to get back in the habit of doing it consistently.
Well, I tell everybody else, sometimes when you sit there, you take a nice little jog through the park, and through the whole time you're jogging, you're thinking, that's actually considered a meditation, because you're focusing.
Oh.
And as you're running, you don't have any limitations on yourself. You don't focus on controlling anything. It's just that those thoughts are coming through your head, and they're like a flow, and then they go right out. So that's what I'm saying. Meditation is like, I'm thinking about this, and then you start realizing that you get information with the things you're thinking about. That means you're open to whatever information to help you with those incidences or situations. So take notice of that, too. If you're a person who likes to take walks, take a walking meditation. And just kind of like any kind of information comes through, Take it for what it is, because I feel like your angels will put you in a nice, comfortable situation so you can actually hear it. And with going to school and stuff, you do have a lot of stressful situations. And also, you have a problem that when you get stressful, you forget things. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Very true.
So you see, the more you relax and the more you open yourself up to your angels can actually help you relax. And these chakras have a tendency to, you know, as they're attracting things, they also have a tendency to hold on to things. So it wouldn't hurt to check out Dorian Virtue's book. I've actually seen these things in old bookstores. So check that out, and you'd be amazed. And like I said before, I was actually showing that one where it says it's just a simple one, simple meditation. It just says, "I'm energy." You know, the energy that flows through me helps me and opens my mind. So therefore, I'm open to whatever comes through. And in situations like before you go to bed at night, just ask your angels to help give you whatever you need in the process of your dreams. You'd be amazed what you'll come out next morning with. I just recommend that you keep a little tape recorder or a pad and pencil next to your bed, and before you even get out of bed, write whatever comes down. And then you'll start realizing, you'll start recalling the whole dream. But I feel like they communicate that way too, so take notice of that, okay?
Okay.
Did you have any more questions?
Yes, I do have an additional question. Do you see me getting a new job real soon?
Do I see you getting a new job?
Yes.
If you're talking about now, no. If we go into the first of the year, I still get no. I get a lot of things where it feels like that if you start focusing on a meditation and something with working on your own spiritual lifestyle, then things could open up for you. But it's like pointing to that one thing right now where you could actually have a job in a couple months after the first of the year. But with a lot of things going on, you still have some clutter, and it's like it's just focusing on cleansing that out. So really take that into consideration too, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, hello. Is there anything else that you'd like to know?
Go ahead.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I did, but we broke up 2 weeks ago.
That's not over. She's very wishy-washy. Is she wishy-washy, back and forth, going up and down?
Well,
she can be a fruitcake sometimes, I guess.
she was, but certainly wasn't a relationship. But she left, and I just don't know what was the root cause of it or whatnot. And the way she left is just like it really broke my heart. It was 2 weeks ago. Not heard from her since. And I just don't know what happened.
Well, see, Brian, one thing you should be doing about that whole situation is you should, just because I say it's not over yet, doesn't mean you can't cut that thing loose. Because she has a lot of issues and that kind of thing going, and I just feel like it's one of those things where you're being pulled to her because she has some issues. What I mean by that is it's like an insecurity attracting another insecurity. And I keep getting the whole thing of it's not over yet, but it's also I get an impression that you should also cut it loose.
Okay.
Because that was a lot of work.
Yes, it was. And it brought a lot of stress. And, you know, the only thing I wish out of this situation that we do get a chance is to talk one last time, kind of go in different directions, so I can have a better taste in my mouth on the whole situation, because right now things are just ugly.
Right. Well, it's one of those things you can, later on, you can still obtain a friendship there, but I really get a strong feeling about this whole thing. It should have never gone to a relationship. It should have stayed as friendship.
I agree.
So take that and say, okay, just cut it loose. I mean, sit there and there's a really easy meditation without that one. You just simply say, Archangel Michael, please come in right now and help me cut loose that relationship. Just simple as that.
Okay.
And then, just keep doing that until you feel like you feel that etric site, that cord is cut loose, okay? And sometimes some people feel it. Some people just feel that they have more energy, so it gives them a sign it's gone. But it usually happens differently for different people. So I feel like with you, you might actually feel the idea of cutting loose. Because you'll stop here. Because she's, when I sit there and say it's not over, I mean, that means there's like calls and conversation of her contacting you. And then, like with my ex-fiance, they call you up and they just basically, and they don't get this wrong, but they just kind of like, all they do is bitch. And you're sitting there going, why'd you call? I was hoping for you to call back and talk about, because you feel like under the line, as they're bitching at you, you feel like they've called for a reason, and they're using the bitching because they're not really ready to talk about it. And I'm just saying, when they're in a situation like that, those are still issues they're dealing with. So, you know, like I tell people before, that's not your problem, and you don't want to be your problem.
Right.
She needs to deal with those things on her own. I feel like she will. But you'll be with somebody, and it could be one of those situations. By the time she deals with her little situations and her issues, you could be married with grandkids. So it's not one of those things you want to stick around for, I'm telling you. So I feel like there's someone coming for you. It's almost around the same time as the job. So I feel like doing the spiritual work and working on yourself and start listening to the guidance that comes to you, it's going to attract a lot more, you think, just not just job. But it's also the idea of a significant other that you can actually work with. It's not a lot of work. Yeah, relationships are work, but they're also a whole lot more work if you're doing it all by yourself.
Exactly.
So I feel like this one is a person that you're really going to enjoy being with. And this person could actually say, this is my best friend, which questions any other friendship. That's the strongness of this relationship I see coming. So we're talking probably February, March. Okay, Brian?
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem. And with the situation we were talking about before, that's pretty bad. I lost my cards. Oh, here we go. Like I said before, we're actually giving people, I shuffle the cards for you. And then after getting shuffling them, I tell you, I ask if you want me to cut the deck or just leave it the way it is. So I'm going to shuffle the cards right now, so hang in there for a sec. It's one of those situations where I'd almost forgotten all about it. The cards are sitting there looking at me, and I'm like, okay, what are they doing up there? Now I know why. It's one of those situations where you're just like, this is freaking crazy. Why did I forget? It's one of those things, too. I don't know if you tuned in earlier, but I did get on the air late, and it's because for some reason, I know it's because of Mercury retrograde. It's got to be. I had everything ready to go, and right before, I was like 30 seconds before we went online, before we went on the air, everything dropped.
Wow.
And I was like, no, I don't need this. But I guess I did. I don't know. Okay, Brian, I got the cards here. Do you want me to cut this deck or leave it the way it is?
Just leave it the way it is.
All right. Okay, with the card we have here, which is kind of crazy in itself, because I felt like it was, I just kind of had a sense it was going to pop up. And that's one thing I always recommend people to do is to get an angel reading from me, because it seemed like the cards always have a tendency to answer the question after I already have. So it's like getting two opinions for the price of one. So this one here is the King of Swords. Now the King of Swords, if you know anything about the King of Swords, to me, it can represent a lot of things with the idea of cutting loose and being on your guard. But I also feel like in this situation, I think we got this thing of being on the guard of talking and having conversations with this woman you're talking about. But I also get the impression it's the idea of cutting loose the past and letting this all go. And it's like there's a lot of things coming up, Brian, that are, you need to cut all this stuff out and let go of the past as well. I'm not really sure about the idea of the past. I feel like there's a lot of things there. I also would recommend that you get a past life regression too as well. Get you like a little 45 or an hour session and go back and do those sessions. And I do those as well. And I can do them over the phone. I know a lot of people are not in my area. Where are you calling from, Brian?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. You're pretty close. I'm in Ohio. But I'm saying is, if you get a past life regression, I feel like there's also some issues that are still following you from a past life, and you need to really go over those things. And that would take more than 2 minutes. I mean, I can tell you right off the bat, I feel like you've had over 11 lifetimes. I will say that to you, but I also feel like we need to go back farther. You know, like when I say 11 lifetimes, I mean go back farther than where we are now. So it's not like, so you've had some issues from your childhood, but I also feel like those are stemmed from a past life. And yeah, I can see, and some people get mad at me because I can actually see past lives very quickly, and even the idea of seeing those things. I don't know why. I just do. And the idea of the meditation, reason I recommend those things because I've had them myself from other people who I've worked. Dorian Virtue has got a nice one too. And I'm not going to sit there and freak out and say, hey, you know, come to me if you feel more comfortable, because it actually did work. It was a Dorian Virtue CD, and I don't know where you can get it in your area, but I think you might go to Hay House. But what it is, it's a past life regression CD where she talks you into a meditation to go back and check out certain situations in your life. And I did it myself. I was kind of hesitant and kind of skeptic about it, but I did it myself. But it's one of those things of focusing and being determined that I was just going to listen to her and let me take me back into this hypnosis thing. But basically, what it is, a meditation. My fear was, I'll say it like this: my fear was that I would get in this meditation and the CD would malfunction and I would be stuck in hypnosis. So that was my biggest fear. But she talks you through it, talks you out of it, It's really cool because she actually. The biggest thing about going back and doing that is picking a certain thing in your life right now that you're having a problem with, and then telling and then saying, okay, and working with your angels and say, okay, take me back to this past life because I have a problem with this. So take me back to that past life for the reason why I have this problem. And don't be surprised. I went back to 3 lifetimes, boom, 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 because I did it 3 times. But when you work with somebody that you can trust or somebody you know in person or even on the phone, the reason I do it because it's like I do it a different way. She does it her way. I do a meditation where it's like taking you down a hallway of doors with numbers on with dates on them and going that way and finding out the root of your problem. Because I know for a fact, I've seen too many situations where there was one girl who was like 10 years old, scared to death of closets, never been locked in a closet, nothing. There was no reason why she should have this phobia. So, they took her in a past regression, and the idea of doing a past life regression, they went back to 1878, where she was actually buried in a coffin alive. Well, once she realized that's what it was, she didn't have that phobia no more. That's why I recommend this. Okay.
Okay.
I just think it's going to open a lot of doors for her. I mean, I hate to go in that long spill like I did, but I just feel like you know more detail and you can understand what I'm talking about and you can get this done, because it really was one of those things. If you can't do it now, I'm just recommending you do it and do it as soon as possible, okay? And like I said, if you want to work with me, that's great, because I do life readings right now, which you should definitely get one of those. And just the idea of considering it, okay? Because right now I'm having some good specials, and usually what's good specials I do, I usually have a tendency to go not just December, but I have a tendency to go a little further than it, because I just want everybody to take advantage of things. And I understand that everybody has a lot of money right now, so... Believe me, I understand that one completely. I think we're all in the same boat. But
okay.
But yeah, if you want to do that, and if anybody I can't talk today for some reason. If anybody else out there wants to get one too as well, my number is 937-838-6337. And like I said, for a half hour session, it's only $25, and for a whole hour, it's only $45. So I don't think you can find those rates anywhere. And if you do, take advantage of them, okay? But Brian, it was really nice of you calling in, and get away from that woman.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah, definitely keep in touch with us and tell how things go too, man. Because I feel like a lot of things are going to change for you in the next 2 months once you start doing those meditations. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. You have a great night.
You too.
Bye bye. All right. I'm going to this one here. Everything's slow today and I'm going nuts. Okay. Here we go. I lost it. Okay. Area code 609. You're on the air. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I don't know.
I hope you're good.
That's been an interesting day, huh? So what's your name?
Pardon me?
What's your name?
My name is Anna.
Anna?
Yes, Anna.
Anna. Okay. So, did you call in a comment of the show, or did you call in for a couple questions?
I have a couple questions, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead.
Okay, I reconnected with somebody that I was dating. We went out on a date and had a wonderful time. And I want to know if you could tune into how he feels or what's going to happen.
So with the situation of going on this date, did you guys feel, did you yourself feel a little confused because it was actually better?
Oh, it was a great date.
Because you said you had reconnected with him, so you'd gone out with him before.
Yes.
So that's what I was saying, was it kind of confusing, because I guess from what I can pick up with you guys dating before, this seemed to be a whole lot better than it was then.
Oh, yeah.
I think I also get the impression on his side, too. It was kind of funny. But I also feel like you guys seem to be a little more open this time.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's one of those things, I feel confusion, but I also feel like it going somewhere. So it's one of those things of let your guard down, let your defenses down, and quit questioning it all the time, and just enjoy it and see where it goes. Because I feel like it's going to go somewhere. It seems like a very strong connection this time. It seemed like there was some things that were interfering with it. I almost get a connection with another relationship that might have been still hanging on to him. That's what I keep getting.
You are right. You're correct.
So, there seems like there's a whole lot more different stuff going on this time. Actually, I would say more sincerity.
Uh-huh.
So,
and
just relax.
And I am. His feelings towards me right now, what do you think?
The way it comes to me, they're growing. Okay?
Oh, wonderful.
So, that's a good thing. So, that's what I'm saying. The more you let down your resistance to the whole thing, the more you can feel that. Because my biggest thing with answering these kind of questions is, If I never hear from you again, I'm hoping you took my advice and you're enjoying a good relationship, so.
Yeah.
And you can call me back for finances, you know.
Yeah.
But, go ahead.
What was I going to say? I guess that Mercury retrograde, I'm hearing an echo in here.
Oh, yeah. It's getting crazy. Last week, before we even started, I was already experiencing that. My show got shut down like 4 times when the internet just, and I'm like, oh, come on, it's like 2 days before, and I know how retrograde to go. It's not like, it just doesn't happen. It's a buildup and a build down.
Right. I know what I wanted to ask you. This other woman, is she going to interfere again? Completely?
And the reason I get that is because the connection between you and him is better. So I don't see any interference. He might actually hear from her, but I don't. What I say about not letting her interfere is because he's not as weak as he was before. So he seems to be a very strong person. He's stronger than he was. So this person doesn't really have any influence over him.
Great. Do you see me moving in with him or moving with him?
My impression with the situation right now is that you should leave things the way they are for 6 months before you even think about moving with each other.
Okay.
Because I really don't recommend living with each other, because the reason I know from my experiences of doing relationship counseling, people don't realize this, but actually people who live together before they get married actually have a higher rate of divorce. Not the other way around. It's not a decrease. It's actually a higher rate. So... Uh-huh. If you go into living, and I'll say it like this, okay, I don't recommend it, but I also do recommend if you want to do that, sit down, be very honest with each other, exactly what you're going to do. Because if you're going into a situation of living together, but you know you're going to get married eventually, then you know that. A lot of people go into living together, and the woman has expectations, and the guy has expectations, but they don't talk to each other about this. So the guy's, well, if I live together, then I don't have to get married. And the woman's thinking, oh, okay, we're living together. A lot of assumptions. Oh, we're living together, so we're going to get married. So she's just assuming it, and so is he. What I'm saying is, with the situation you got going, if you sit down and talk about it and get to a point where, I would say if you're getting married, then you live together.
I see. Okay.
Because you can't, this is one thing I'll tell you right now. The idea of a relationship is like this. You will never know who he is completely, and he never will know who you are completely either, because it's a lifetime experience of getting to know each other. So there's no year and a half, no 6 months. It's just the idea that when you get to about a year, year and a half, you should know by that time if you really want to spend the rest of your life with him and do that.
and go through that experience of getting to know each other for the rest of your lives. That's what that's what I always tell everybody. And that seems to be, it seems to be working for a lot more people than going the other way around. Because I always tell people, don't listen to society, because society right now has a 60% rate of divorce. I mean, so why would you listen to society? Listen to your guides, your angels. And I feel like there's a lot of leading going on right now. And I would recommend it to you to get some chakra clearing, if you don't already do that, to increase that just a little bit and focus on the heart chakra and your solar plexus. And the reason I sit here and focus on the solar plexus and the heart chakra is that you still have some residue in your heart chakra from past relations. And then your solar plexus, they're connected together because you feel, and sometimes you feel out of control. You know, you feel like your power is being taken away.
Sometimes
an insecurity, you know. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that whole thing, you should that's why I always recommend these chakra clearing. And then listen to your angels. They might actually even do this, because I'm hearing a lot of things here, too, where it's like focusing on this one. And then the idea of focusing on your, a little bit more on your throat chakra, too, so you can be more assertive and speak your mind.
Right. I have told him how I feel and everything, so, and he's told me how he feels. So,
I get a lot of sincerity right now, so.
You what?
I get a lot of sincerity behind those expressing your feelings, so it still keeps telling me that this is definitely going to go somewhere.
Oh, wonderful. Do you know what I'm going to hear from him again?
I'll get it soon. It's almost like I'm actually surprised you haven't heard from him. When was the last time you actually heard from him?
We had our date on Thursday, and he texted me Friday. And then I was away at work this past weekend. So it was Friday.
I should hear from today.
Yeah, because I did send him a text today, so I don't know.
I get a lot of busyness around him. I don't know if he works in the business world or whatever, but it seems like he's preoccupied. Tuesday comes up strong.
Yeah, he's in the military.
Okay. About the same thing, isn't it? Corporate world.
Yeah.
Always telling a bunch of crap going on there. I'm just saying, when I sit there and think of corporate world, I think of military, a lot of BS.
Uh-huh.
That's why I get a lot of BS. People saying one thing and doing another. So,
I think,
I'm saying to you, I feel like because of the clutter and all the stuff going around him, you're definitely going to hear from him again. I keep getting Tuesday. I was surprised you didn't hear from him today, but Tuesday keeps popping in my head.
Okay, so hopefully it'll be tomorrow.
Yes.
That'll be fine. Is there anything else you can tell me about him that I need to know?
It's like a Tuesday or a Thursday, so you're definitely going to have the tease for you. I also get the situation with him of the more about him is I just keep getting the impression that you should just really – just enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
I feel like there's some things going on there where, it's like questioning, but I keep getting questioning and more about going forward, not anything else. Now, this other girl seems like she could be a problem, as in, it could be irritating of calls, but nothing that would be what I can pick up that he would be influenced by. I feel like if she does become a problem, she's just going to push him closer to you. Because you're not like her.
No.
I'm just saying, the more you keep telling him, loving him and cherishing him and nurturing him, being a woman, okay? Don't sit there and hold anything back from the guy because you think you should. That's one of these things that's very open. If you feel like you should go with something, then do it. Don't hold yourself back. That's what I was saying before about working on your throat chakra and speaking your mind. That means you feel like there's something at that moment you should say, you got to say it, because it's going to really, really help the situation that's going on. And even with the situation, I feel like with this thing here, if you put your foot down and say, he should not talk to that woman, it's not because you're not because you're trying to be controlling. It's that you just know that all she's going to do is cause him pain. So I feel like you should find a nice, tactful way of saying, you know, why would you want to answer her questions unless you like being tortured?
Right.
But just, you know, change, you know, I know people don't like changing phone numbers and that kind of stuff, but you can block these people or just not answer the phone. There's nothing in this world that says we have to answer a phone. I used to have friends like that all the time. They said, why do you answer your phone? Because they didn't want to. We all need our space. We all have to realize one thing. People are not ignoring us. Sometimes it's just the idea they need some time for themselves.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying here. It's a situation. I've told women the same thing. This guy keeps calling me, and he keeps hurting me by what he says. And then why answer the phone?
Exactly. I got it. But why do you think he'd be hurt, or is it just, you know, she's just a nuisance?
Like sometimes in situations like this, I've done this myself, where you want, that's why you got to look at sometimes, as a person who's caring and kind has a hard time telling people to get lost, because they're just, they just don't want, it's just their caring part. You know, when you love everybody, even the person who's driving you crazy. The idea
is he is kind and caring.
Yeah, so when you look at the situation of falling in and out of love, I don't believe in that crap. I believe you love somebody, you love somebody. And the idea of this woman, and let me stress this real quickly, he could still be in love, he could still love her.
Uh-huh.
But the point is, he knows where he needs to be at. And now he's starting to get that in his head more and more of where he wants to go. And what I mean by stressing this, I don't think anybody stops loving anybody. We just move on because it doesn't work.
Right.
And that tells you right there that we are loving, caring people. That's all it does, and it helps to understand that. And that's what I get with his situation. And I've done it before myself. It's kind of hard sometimes to tell somebody and hurt someone's feelings. And I understand it's one of those things that needs to be done, and that's what I'm saying here too. But,
will he tell her about me?
Well, you don't want him to tell her about you.
No.
You don't need that energy.
No.
You don't need that energy in there, no. It's one of those things. I have a friend of mine I keep constantly telling all the time, you don't want your ex-boyfriend to come back and then belittle the woman he's with, because that's going to come back on you in karma. I don't like that. And plus, plus it looks at people and going, well, are you really a caring, loving person? Why would you want to do it to somebody? Because you didn't like it done to you.
Right. Do you know when I'll see him again?
That's an iffy kind of thing. Because when I get that whole thing, it can be any time. It's like one of those, but what I'm saying to you is, it's one of those things of, we talked about before, manifesting things and focusing on the law of attraction. You have a lot of control over this. So I would just start focusing on when you want to hear from him, what kind of conversation you want to hear, if there's any answers to any questions you want to get. You can focus on this before you even ask the questions. And actually, you can actually sit down a date of when you want to see him again, too.
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
Okay, I got your cards already shuffled here for you. I just need you to tell me if you want this cut or just leave it the way it is so I can give you card of the day.
Just cut it.
Okay. Okay, well, the situation you have here is a Three of Wands. A Three of Wands is the ideal of, I keep getting the impression you should turn your back on your past and move on. It's like with the situation of the guy that you're talking about right now, I would cut loose any kind of, it's like looking at the situation of dating him, like this is the very first time you guys have ever been together. So let the past stuff go, because from what I can see, it's going to happen. You're going to forget about that anyway.
Oh yeah, I've already, forgiven him. I told him I forgive and I forget.
Right, because this one here is saying, basically, the person's facing away from me. I just get that as turn your back on the past in favor and focus on the future.
Okay, just as long as it's not him turning his back on me.
Well, in certain situations of examples, he's not turning his back on you, but I feel like by you doing exactly that, he'll do the same thing. He'll turn his back on the past, too, in favor of this relationship. So focus on that, okay?
I sure will.
Just keep focusing positively on this relationship. And I do believe you're going to get exactly what you want.
Oh, I hope so. I truly love this man.
Okay. So there's our focus on that. And focus on your life on how you want it to be. And then focus on that at least 15 minutes a day. This is what I want. How would life be if you was with this man right now? And then now it's the now. Focus on the now. So it is going to happen. So
Focus. Oh, wonderful. Well, I will get back to you and let you know about everything.
Yes, definitely keep in touch with us. I definitely want to hear how this all folds out, okay?
Definitely will. Thank you so much for all your time that you spent with me.
Oh, no problem. You have a great night. Thank you for the call.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay. How's everybody else out there? If you have any questions about the law of attraction, we'll take those too, because it seems like it's all working together. Let's see here. I'm trying to focus. Okay. Area code 763. You're on the air, and hi, how are you, and what's your name?
I'm fine. My name is Kathy, and I'm calling from Minnesota, where it's freezing at.
What's that?
As in, where it's freezing at.
Yeah, it's not exactly warm here either. I'm in Ohio, and it's white as ever here, too. So, Kathy, are you calling in with a comment about the show, or are you calling in for get a couple questions answered?
I have a couple of questions. And one of them is, do you see anything with my health, as far as my health goes?
I get a lot of the one thing I focus on the most here, I keep talking about diet.
Got me?
I keep getting diet. You need to change your diet.
Okay.
Do you eat a lot of red meat?
Not really.
Well, that's one of those things of I just keep getting this really strong impression that you should it's like after you get off the phone, start focusing on exactly what you do eat.
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting this impression you should change your diet. I keep getting more veggies and fruits.
Okay. So you don't see anything wrong with my lungs or anything like that?
Is there somebody close to you that's a diabetic? Because I keep getting a thing with sugar, too.
No.
Well, it could be just the... sometimes I get three things when I get the ideal out of sugar. Okay, sugar can be diabetes. It could also be a person has a problem with sugar, like they eat too many sweets.
Okay.
Or else they could have a drinking problem, because people don't realize that alcohol is actually a simple sugar.
Right.
And that's why I pick it up. So it's like you got these things. So there's something about sugar, and I feel like it's one of those things I'm paying attention to, not because of your health, but it seems like this person could also be. I don't know. I just get a lot of stress with that situation.
Okay.
But with your lungs, you smoke?
You said, do I smoke?
Yes.
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Because I was sitting there going, actually it came to me as you smoke.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the thing about smoking and that kind of thing is, to me, it seems, and this might sound crazy to some people, I sit here saying, it's more of a habit instead of a nicotine addiction. It's more of a habit. Like you have to have something in your hands.
I think it's an addiction. Especially when you can't just stop it like that, it's an addiction.
That's true, too. But see, that I tell people like this, it's sometimes with addictions, the hardest part about the whole thing is you have to come to a point where where you say, okay, I made a choice, I'm going to do this, okay? I used to smoke, too. I haven't smoked since 2003, okay?
Okay.
And people freaked out because of the way it happened, because I just sit there and said, you know something? I work out. I love to stay in shape. I moved to the mountains. All of a sudden, I hadn't worked out. I hadn't worked out in a week. But when I went back to work out, I felt like I hadn't worked out in a month. So I had to make a choice. Can I just stop, keep working out, or keep smoking? So I sit there and said, okay, I was ready. See, that's what I'm saying. I came to a point where I'm ready to let it go. And I let it go like that. I never smoked again after that.
Okay.
I just decided one day to do that because I've seen two people that say, well, I'm going to quit smoking. I said, is that because everybody else tells you to quit smoking, or do you really want to quit smoking? Because for me, it was really hard because I actually liked smoking. I like to love smoking, man. Yeah, you know, I love smoking, but, you know, it was like one of those things. I mean, it just seemed, I know for a fact that once I got away from it and made that choice to get away from it, everybody said, didn't you have any withdrawals? And I'm like, no, I didn't have any withdrawals. I don't think this, but I do know for a fact that when I started working in Colorado, when I was out there, that's when I really started working with angels and really started doing a spiritual lifestyle. So I think that had a lot to do with it.
Okay.
So I was doing a lot of chakra clearing. I was doing a lot of things, and it was just the ideal that it's very physical out in Colorado, because I don't think anything out there is flat. So, you know, you come to a conclusion and go, I got to let this go.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. But you got it. But like I'm saying with you, it's like, you know, there's part of it, because I do remember one thing I did do after I quit smoking was I would be eating, like a Pop-Tart or a Twinkie or something. And
yeah,
I had to have it a flicky. And I just had a habit of flicking in the ashtray.
Oh, okay.
A friend of mine caught me flicking a Pop-Tart in an ashtray. And he goes, what are you doing? It's got crumbs. You know, so it was more of a habit. But like I said, I just took this. But I am not a person who recommends going from smoking to smoking a cigar and then going to a cigar to chew. You're still taking in nicotine one way or the other. So it's just changing vices. And it's still, you know, it's one of those things where if you're going to do it, do it. And I don't really recommend these freaking gums and all this stuff to how to get off of nicotine. It's one
right.
of those, actually, realistically,
well,
that's
nicotine going in your body.
Right. So if you sit there and cut off and just stop doing it, in about 24 hours, you've actually got most of the nicotine out of your system anyway. It's just that habit has a tendency to kick in there and bring you back.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let stress do that, because I actually thought, you know, stress, that's just another excuse.
Yeah.
I think you can really walk away from this whole thing. So, but like I said, sit down when you are ready to do it, and you know, and be honest with yourself. I am ready with this. And we've been talking about angels and harnessing energy, harnessing your guidance. Just the idea of listening to that.
Okay.
So, okay, Angel, I need a nice way to get with this. But you could also ask Archangel Michael to help you cut loose that habit, and then Archangel Raphael to help you heal.
Okay.
And focus on your lungs.
Okay.
I get green around your lungs, so I feel like, you know, you're still in a stage where everything's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, you know, things like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's okay. Big problem for me. I was diagnosed with pulmonary embolism. That's why I asked about my lungs. I have blood clots on my lungs.
Right. I understand what you're saying, but I feel like in the situation, too, I mean, if you really look at this way of healing and actually healing yourself, then I don't like doctors for one reason is because they always make it sound like it's the end of the world, and that doesn't help anybody out. You know, the idea, even if there was a cure and you could actually do that, just the way doctors portray themselves in some ways, and I will say this, the ones I've dealt with, okay, they make life sound so believe, you're done. And I'm like, okay. So I really haven't seen a doctor in probably about 20 years. And I work out and do all kinds of stuff. I don't listen to anything, probably. You know, as it says on the side of the box, you should check out a doctor before you start any kind of physical workout program. I was like, no, I'll just go with what I feel like. My intuition is telling me I should do this. So I know for a fact my angels don't lead me nowhere where I'm going to get hurt. And that's what I'm saying here. Once you sit there and if you're not a person who meditates and that other kind of stuff, it's the ideal focusing on and trying to focus on a spiritual lifestyle. And I just feel like you're going to realize that you don't have no limitations and all this stuff that's going on. Because I'm trying to figure out this blood clot thing. So I've been hearing a lot about that. And it just seems like any kind of ailment we have, doctors can always find a name for it.
Okay.
When it could be
yeah,
just...
Yeah, I've never heard that name before in my life.
No, someone came up with that term somehow.
It sounded really bad, though.
Yeah. And then what... So, what was I going to say? I shuffled your cards for you for your card of the day. Do you want me to keep this deck, or you want me to leave it the way it is?
You can leave it.
Okay, your card of the day is actually the three of swords. I'm sorry, the three of wands. Excuse me, it's in reverse, and to me that just gives me an ideal. It's like getting a lot of advice around you that I would like look at it and think about it, and if it doesn't feel right, that's one reason I'm kind of focusing on you really getting with the angels and listening to that guy. Because you have some humans around you that are not really looking out for your best interest. And I've always noticed that when you connect with your angels and your guides and God and those things, they always have the they always have your best interest. They're always looking for win-win situations. And I just feel like there's, I keep getting at least two people around you, maybe three, that are just more of people who say, if I was you, and I always say, you're not. So, you know, you're not me, so why even say that? Because it's like, if I was you, how could you say that? That's always been a confusing statement for me. But I'm just saying, when you get things from doctors or any kind of, and the profession, I would always get a second opinion, but I will. But my second opinion would be angels.
Okay.
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 So take that with you, and I want you to sit here and keep in touch with this, and I want you to really do some focusing, because it's like there's a book called Quantum Healing. If you can get that book, it's a book on self-healing and basically the transfer of energy to help you take care of yourself. And if you can get a chakra clearing book, it'd be great too. But if you can't, I always tell people, if you really can't buy books or you're not really wanting to, go check the libraries out. I've actually found there's more of these books in the library now than there ever has been. So different sources, so check them all out. I just feel like there's a lot of things, even with the quitting smoking, because a lot of times I've traced my smoking back to one situation when I was 19 years old. And once I realized that situation was over again, my need to smoke kind of went away.
Okay.
Because it was like, you know, one stressful situation, and then realized my stress had been keeping going on because I needed to let go. And that was part of that letting go, too, was that cigarette smoking, too, as well. Of letting go of that girl, that situation, relationship, and that kind of stuff. And then the cigarettes went, too. So, you know, all those connections will drive you crazy. But once you let them go, you seem a whole lot calmer about things, and you just once you connect with your angels, you see people differently too. Like you walk in, it's like I've done this before. Where I look at people, and they go, "This is what I think's going on with you," and I go, "You're lying." You know, how do you know that? Never mind how I know that. I don't really need to tell them why I know they're lying. I just know they are, and just trust that and walk away. You're gonna save yourself a whole lot more time, where you're actually gonna find somebody. Because I always tell people. My thing came across to me, my angel said, and I think God said this too, where it was like, if you're looking for real honest people, look for the light. And what a friend of mine used to do this too, where you look out over the whole thing. That's how she found a lawyer for a case she was going through, because he had this light over his head.
Okay.
And that was like a sign, look for the light. She looked through all these things, and she was always looking for the light. People were looking at her going, "Why do you keep looking at my head?" And, "Oh, no reason." But when she found... He found somebody he could work with, because it was one of those situations where people telling you, you can't find a lawyer for less than this, you can't find a lawyer to make payments, and she did. So that's what I'm saying with you. It's the ideal. Or even walking doctors. Just use that guidance, okay?
Okay. We also have one more question about relationships. Do you see me being in a relationship anytime soon?
Yeah, I do. I'm surprised you're not in one.
Well, I was, and I don't know what's going on with that. We still friends, though.
So there's still a relationship between the two of you, right?
I haven't talked to him in, 3 days?
Well, that's 3 days. And 3 days in the real world, that's like 3 minutes. So you look at the situation and go, do you still... See, I always tell people, like, if they're still longing for each other... In some ways, you're still in a relationship. That's what I'm saying. Those things need to either like be done with it or don't be done with it. But when you're done with it, usually a lot of times with this situation like this one, when you're done with it, you will not talk to him anymore because you're still looking for somebody else. You're still looking for the right. I feel because I was sitting there going, "You've been in one, and what happened?" And that kind of thing like that, where it was like there are some questions about that relationship that still exists, and you're still connected to that person until you decide. Until you decide one way or the other on this whole thing, friendship. Because I always tell people, when you call in, ask me about a romantic relationship you want to be in. Don't sit there and say, "I want to be in a relationship." Well, you got all these relationships around you right now. You got friends and family. They're all relationships.
relationship.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. Then you got your foot to the floor. That's a relationship between your foot and the floor. So you know, relationships go a whole lot deeper. And that's what I'm saying with the situation. Love is love. I love this floor. So you have a relationship there. So seriously, I feel like you could be in a different relationship with somebody, but it'd be like 2 months. And the reason I see 2 months now is because of the situation you have with this one guy, because you're still wondering about it. If you come to a point in your life and say, okay, I'm stopped wondering, you know, he's got a lot of issues. He does, really does have a lot of issues. And it's like, you don't, you're not a psychiatrist. I know you're in a position and you attract people who need help. That's great. Help those people. But in a relationship, you don't want to be a therapist. You want to be a girlfriend.
Right.
And I feel like this guy you were just with, that's more of a therapist situation. He wants you to help him. He wants you to, how would we put this? He wants you to love him unconditionally. That's great. But he also wants you to accept him for who he is. But I also feel like, I've seen this happen a couple of times before where they said, well, I want you to love me for who I am. And don't question that. That's a person who doesn't really want to change.
Right.
So they find somebody and say, well, you're not accepting me for who I am. Well, I'm starting to find out who you really are, and you're right. Because you're not telling me the truth. Or it's like coming to a situation. You came into his life to help him let go of stuff, not to hang on to it. And he's not willing to do that. So he wants you to love him unconditionally, but he's not really willing to love you unconditionally. So it's like he's looking for it, but he's not willing to give it. And then he's confused because he can't find it. But he needs to work on himself. And that's the whole problem. If you want to call it a problem, and there's issues. It's like there's the root of everything. He just needs to sit there and take it seriously and look at it himself. And I feel like he will, but I just don't feel like you want to wait that long.
Right. Yeah, I really feel like that he's still involved with his ex.
And I would agree with that. That's the issue is a lot of things, because I tell people a lot of times with a relationship that you should really clear out a lot of things and deal with those situations or they'll follow you into the next relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, if you sit there and think about it, if you really deal with your issues before you get into the relationship and let them go, you probably attract a different kind of person.
Okay.
You won't attract people with problems. You're a person who likes to help people. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that you're not responsible for him to help him, and you're not really responsible to help anybody else out either. Just because you have good advice, you can't do it for him, right?
Right.
That's a hard thing. That was a hard thing for me for a long time too. It was like, okay, you're not following the advice, man. And then they just had to find it on their own. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I had.
Well, definitely keep in touch with us, because I feel like you're going to meet someone in 2 months. I really do.
Pardon me?
I feel like you're going to meet somebody in 2 months.
Okay.
All right, I do. Trust me on that one.
Well, I hope it's someone different.
Well, I'm just saying, I get 2 months now, but I feel like if you really start working on some meditations and doing some chakra clearing and just come up with some way of dealing with it, because I've had a couple of people where I just tell them, do a meditation. There's a nice meditation that I use.
As far as this meditation goes, how do you meditate?
Okay, the quickest way for people to start meditating is the idea of find a nice quiet place where you can't be disturbed by anybody. Best time to do it is like early in the morning before you go do anything, okay?
Okay.
I had a meditation I used to do where it was just simply focusing and listening to my breathing in and breathing out. And what I would do was I would breathe in and say, I'm breathing in the new.
Mm-hmm.
And as I breathed out, I would say, I'm breathing, so I'm letting go of the negative and inhaling the positive.
Okay.
Just start doing that for a while. And then I tell people, in very, very vivid description about chakras so they can come up with their own chakra clearing. Okay, just imagine yourself sitting there and having the white light come from the heavens down through the top of your head, down through all your chakras, down into the ground. Now, then imagine the green light coming up from the earth, going in the direction up toward the sky, and then have those two spontaneously going back and forth, where you picture the chakras like little globes of color, and then you just picture those globes like they're little dark masses, and then use your imagination and go, okay, the energy is cleansing my chakras, and then you see those little balls get brighter and brighter and brighter. And then when you say, and then just basically focus and say, now they're balanced, now I can go my day. And then you just let them go. And then do that for a while, and usually about 10 or 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said before, if you want to start off with just the breathing, breathing, just focus, close your eyes, and just focus on your breathing. I mean, imagine the air going into your lungs and going back out. Imagine it's like life coming in and then cleansing going back out. Try that, okay?
Okay.
If you have any more problems, I can tell everybody out there, you know, get a private reading. I mean, $25 for 30 minutes, that's pretty unheard of, I think.
Okay. And
I also tell people, do this. Call 937-838-6337. And if you're a person who's like in a situation.
937-838-6337. Okay.
And if you're a person who's in a situation that even $25 might be a little bit out of your range, call me up, man. You know, make a deal. Throw a price out there to me, because I've never turned anybody down.
Okay.
And I want people to have this information. I really want to get out there and say, hey, this is what we want to do. This is what we're really here for. The only reason I ask for payment these days is because this is what I do. This is all I do.
Okay.
All right. So I recommend that. I also recommend for you as a past life regression. And like I said, I got really good deals this month, so just call me up. And like I said, I'm not a person who's closed-minded to anything, so just make an offer, okay?
Okay.
Because I just feel like these things could really help you out, and even to the point where you can actually heal yourself. Even some doctors will sit there and tell you flat out, we're years away from that. No, we're not. We were always that way. Realize how to get back there. Doctors seem to be people that we talk about all the time, because people talk about me charging. But you'll go to a doctor who charges you $300 for a visit. Come on.
Yes, they do.
I'm like $25, and I can probably help you out in an hour and have you at the door, okay? So, all right, so definitely check that out and give it a go. All right?
All right.
Okay, thank you. And you have a great day. Great night.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Too. Thank you for the call. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'm like losing my mind. Alrighty. Area code 308. You are on the air, and how are you, and what's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Area code 308. How are you?
I'm doing good. My name is Sheena, and I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. Are you calling around... What is that, Dayton or Holly Hills?
Holly Hill?
Yeah, there's a place down there. It's like a suburb of Dayton. Daytona.
Yes. You've been to Daytona, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I used to live there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to go down to the beach, and I was just amazed by how stuck up people are on the beach.
Oh, I used to, not too long ago, live, like, right by the beach where I could just walk to it, and I liked it.
Yeah, they got
that. That was enjoyable.
They got
I just used
to
go out there to get some peace and quiet. It was very peaceful. I like water. I'm a water sign, so I like the water calms me a lot.
Are you Pisces?
Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt if you have some Pisces in your sign, so.
A Virgo is my ascending sign. But I might have some Pisces in me. I had a couple questions.
Okay.
I wanted to start off with what you say you work with the angels and everything.
Uh-huh.
My daughter is describing, she's five, and she's describing to me what sounds like an angel because she sees the colors of them, and she says she sees blue and red, a red angel with pink. And I just wanted you to give me an idea of what type of angel that would be a red and pink angel and a blue one.
I got a blue angel. For some reason, I keep getting would you see what cut? Was it like a dark blue?
She can't distinguish dark blue from light blue. She's five. I mean,
Okay,
you know,
so she's blue. Okay, no, that's okay. It's like, because I was just trying to make sure I was getting it right, because I was sitting there looking at the situation. The first thing that popped in my head was Archangel Michael.
Okay.
And then I got that with blues. And then the pink red, you know, that seems to me, I keep getting Archangel Tremel, which is actually a love angel.
Okay. Because someone had told me for her to be careful of the red and the pink thing, and I didn't understand why.
I don't either. I mean, there's the idea of the situation. I would definitely sit there and do the same thing right now with you being in the position you're in to deal with this. You can do this with parents. You can sit there and ask your angels to protect your daughter with the pink light, which is a very powerful light. But it also shows that she's a very caring, loving person anyway. By protecting her with the pink light, she would be protected where she could see who wasn't loving. And if this, I don't feel like this angel is a bad person, because the pink part, there's red, but there's pink. Now, the red shows a lot of, to me, it shows a lot of passion.
Right.
See, people don't understand about this. Okay, one thing I've picked up with dark angels and fallen angels is the idea of the word itself, dark angels. Okay, most like in my tarot cards, I would see cards of somebody's dark side and then see a dark angel or someone who's bad influence. I don't see them very often, but when I do see them, it also seems the person that you're talking about has a tendency to be a negative person too, who's also attracting negative dark forces, because people are, you know, angels, like, I guess you would say dark angels have a tendency to prey on that, and so do people. But you also, it's like looking at the person who actually told you that. What kind of person are they? Are they an expert in angels? Are they just a person who is just basically telling you something out of fear?
I'm not sure. Maybe because of, you know, very powerful. I don't know, to be honest with you, but I just know that every time she describes these things, she describes them as monsters, but she doesn't know that I pray every day and ask my angels to protect me, and she just sees them, and she perceives them as something scary. And I had explained to her that those were my angels, because she'll always say that they're always there and you're behind me. And she's done this multiple times. We'll be at home by ourselves, and she'll walk in my room, and she'll see that. She'll say, "Mommy's a monster." And I said, "What color is the monster?" She'll say, "Blue." And, you know, she's very... And I asked what color, she said black eyes. So, I mean, what she described to me, I know is real.
Right. I'm just saying, with the situation, you're talking about working with your angels and stuff, just put protection around her. A lot of times in situations like this, if they are bad, once you ask for the angels to put the pink light around her, usually these situations, if they're bad, they'll stop.
Well, I don't think they're bad. That's what I was, you know, basically. I don't have a feeling that they're bad, because they're always there. You know, she may, not saying she always sees good things, but, you know, most of the time she's, what she sees is angels, because she describes them as being really tall.
Right, she don't understand them?
Huh?
It's one of those situations where she's kind of confused. She doesn't understand what she's seeing. I'm just saying, with the situation, she's saying she's a very gifted child, so therefore you need to work with her.
Yeah, I've been told that. I'm slowly but surely accepting it and starting to explain to her more, because I don't want her to lose that gift. Of course I don't, because it's a very special gift. But it's something that I keep between, you know, I don't let other people know, like, just me and her. So that you definitely feel like they're angels.
Yeah, I do. Like I said, I was just telling you what I was picking up on the whole thing. But it could also be one of those things of what she's subjected to a lot too. If she has some negative people around her from time to time, that can actually cloud her judgment of what she's actually seeing.
Mm.
That's not the idea of actually someone yelling at her or something like that. I'm just saying the ideal.
Right.
She's a very sensitive child, and she has a tendency to pick up things that you don't see.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying with the chakra clearing. And I just feel like the way I look at situations, the earlier you introduce this to people earlier in their lives, the more it has a more positive effect, the more they're drawn into it, they understand why they're even being pulled and what's actually around them that's guiding them. So.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
I wanted to ask also, last week I had a what I thought was going to be a positive outcome a positive outcome with an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually 2 weeks ago. And then the situation changed around where the following week I was told I wasn't going to get the apartment, and so that kind of put me in a down mood. So I wanted to know what you see happening in that.
Let me ask you a question. The reason I'm asking the question is because I've actually lived in Daytona, okay? And I was picking up all this stuff. What I mean by stuff, it's the ideal of, I remember a couple of places I used to walk by where you have all these guys who are homeless and drunks and just keep asking for money.
Yeah,
looking at the situation going, okay, and they got all these job labor places, and you're just looking at the whole thing. And I keep getting going down US 1. I see that bridge, that big tall one. It's like two of them going across the river there. So I was just wondering, I said, okay, I'm picking up all these old spots. I recognize them because there's actually two buildings over that one side. I can't remember the name of that street. I think it was like 3rd Street or something, or 3rd Avenue or something like that. And they got two high towers. Actually, from what I've heard, the one's actually sinking because it wasn't built right. So they're actually clearing one out in favor of the other. But I was thinking, well, that's why I was asking the question, because I kept on picking up all this stuff. And I can see the one road. I saw US 1. I also saw International Highway, and just all those things going out to the Speedway. So I was just wondering, where exactly do you live? Because I'm like, okay, look at all this stuff, and it keeps pouring in my head. I'm not asking for your address. I'm just saying, what vicinity? I mean, are you close to, I'm trying to figure, what was the name of that river, too? That's right, the one goes right there in the ocean. Or maybe that's the ocean.
Well, I'm actually closer to International.
How are you?
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of places up there on 3rd and 2nd, and I'm trying to remember the name of those streets too. I used to go up all the time.
It's called Riverside. It's a Riverside.
Right.
It goes all the way down to Ormond Beach.
There we go. Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Well, that was actually where I had applied for the apartment at, and it's low income based. And because I owed some money about 3 years ago in another low income based housing, it affected me from moving in that one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm just saying.
The thing I
pick up the most with that, so what you're saying is that situation didn't turn out the way you thought it would. And then, so you're wondering about the whole thing. Well, the biggest thing I picked up with that was, I get this impression that the reason you didn't get that was because there's something better.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. It's like one of those things of finding something. I knew when I was living down there, it was a situation I was in where I was at a house, and I decided to get into this halfway house, which was almost $270 a week. So I was constantly giving them all my money, and I was like, you know, there's got to be a different way. So I would sit there and focus, and the idea of even getting away from those spot labor places, I was trying to get away from that whole thing too, and I just kind of said one day, you know, come on guys, there's got to be an easier way, angels, God, the whole thing, come on guys, I mean, the idea of doing this and working, this is not the way it's supposed to work, I don't think. I said, I'm focusing on everything I want. While I was sitting there reading a book, because all of a sudden I stopped getting work out of this job labor places and going, okay, what's going on there? And I didn't feel bad about it. I was just questioning it. So then I was reading one of my spiritual books, and I had this card in there that I was actually using for a bookmark. It fell out. And I said, oh, I remember this place. I called this place before, and it didn't work out that time. So I called them back, and in less than 20 minutes, I had a job. And then I sit there, and the place I was actually staying, I was actually talking to some guy about my situations. And all of a sudden, he said, he came to me like a week later, before all that other stuff happened, and just kind of looked at me and I was at the Jolly River place, and people would freak out when I do this, because I was sitting telling these guys I was with. We're all sitting there, and this one guy was just bitching all the time. We're never going to get a job. It's too close to Christmas. They're not giving out any jobs, blah, blah, blah. I just looked at him. I said, dude, why don't you go stand over with the other people that are negative as you are? Because on this table, we're going out to work. And sure enough, 5 minutes later, they called us out to go to work. And then I ran into some guy who was, he had this place that was only $125 a week. And they were a whole lot more lenient. But it was one of those things of focusing, but also keeping, you know, I'm listening to my angels and guides and that kind of stuff. But at the same time, I got to keep positive. And I was always told that when one thing leaves your life, that just means something better is coming. So open your arms to it and see what happens. And it could be the situation you're talking about. And the ideal of the situation of this person, who, you know, you said you didn't get this apartment because of a bill. What I want you to do is I want you to focus. I want you to sit, you know, like, if you don't write a journal, you should write a journal. And reason I suggest that is because in the journal, you can write down how you want things to be. And then when you get to a point where, say there's a couple of days you're kind of like, you're not as focused, you go back to those journals where you've written it down, and you just basically read that journal and focus on a picture in your mind of that happening and get yourself back on track. That's why I would suggest journals, because it's a guide you can actually go back to when you lose focus. And I think the reason that the angels do that, it's like, okay, here's something that you can need. The human side has a tendency to kick in from time to time. This is a way to combat it. So you go back and do that.
But okay.
I just know for a fact, when I was down there, there was a situation I've been through a couple of times, and it was kind of amazing when I went back and read my journal. Everything happened the way I wrote it down.
Yeah.
So relationships, everything. Not just one thing. Everything. So just start thinking that way and doing that. And you might catch yourself when you're caught up in the situation where sometimes you don't have time to write in your journal, but you'll be gravitated back to it. But you'll also notice that sometimes when you don't have time to read your journal, it's because you're actually doing what you wrote in your journal already. So you're living it. So when you're living it, and you're listening to your angels tell you and be spontaneously answering and following your guidance, sometimes with certain situations and certain things that you did do, you don't do them as much because you're too busy living. All right?
Well, I was going to add to that the thing about it was the place that I owe. There's this male in my life that was involved with my mom before she passed, and he kind of adopted me as his stepchild or whatever, or godchild. And he knows the lady that works for this, you know, housing place.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, working with her to see if there's something that I can work out, maybe a payment plan, to start paying them back.
Let me ask you one thing real quick, okay? Yep. 90 seconds before we go off the air. I just want to tell everybody thank you for all your calls. And you hang on there because we'll finish our conversation, okay? I just want to tell everybody thank you for tuning in. And thank you for all your calls. And thank you for all the listeners out there. And I hope you keep all listening. I hope you learned something today. And just the whole thing is just going to be great. So I also say may you be blessed every minute of every day. And we'll talk to you Wednesday, where we're talking about chakras and things. So therefore, tune in with us, okay? And we'll see you Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Talk to you then. Bye. So let me ask you a question. What is your name?
Sheena.
Sheena, okay. Sheena, with the situation you're talking about, you have some influence here where you're thinking about taking care of that deficit?
No, because it'll put me in a predicament where, because I'm a single parent, okay, and
I have this child. I don't have. I'm low income, and it's a thing called Section 8 housing.
Right.
And in order for me to be able to be a part of that program, I have to pay the debt back. And there's this lady that I was, like I was saying, my godfather knows, and he was going to talk to her to see if she can work something out, a payment plan. Therefore, I can, you know, be a part of that program to gain my stability back. And, you know, I wanted to know how you see that going and how soon.
Okay. So, okay, I'm trying to figure this out. You basically got... You applied for Section 8 housing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel good about that, or are you kind of hesitant?
No, I feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that I don't feel good about is the balance that I owe. That's the only thing.
No, I understand. It's like one of those situations. You get yourself in a situation and you can't pay bills and that kind of stuff. I'm saying with the situation, if you can pay it, pay it. If you can't, then I would focus on obtaining housing the way you can. And the reason I was talking about your journal is when I was in I was in Gulfport in Florida near St. Petersburg. I started saying to myself, maybe the idea of getting an apartment, the reason I'm not directed to getting an apartment or getting a trailer is because it's not what I want. Okay? So I was like, it was like focusing and telling me, what you need to do is focus on what you do want, and maybe you could obtain that more because that's exactly what you want. And I was like, okay, no problem. So I started focusing. We started focusing on houses. I said, I don't want to live anything else, but I want to. I said, it's time for me to upgrade to a house. And everybody
right.
was like, okay. People were saying, you just moved to Florida. You really haven't got your business started. Your girlfriend doesn't have a job. She did have a job. She just started. Like, she'd only been working a week, maybe. So we're sitting there going, who's going to rent to you? Now, in the process of doing this, months before that, I started focusing and writing in my journal. I felt like if we could attract $2,500, you know, it was one of those things where it wasn't the idea of going out and making it. It wasn't the idea of going out and doing like a human would do. It's the idea of attracting, because I would do this little spins like this where I would sit there and prove the law of attraction, okay? I got people around me saying it doesn't work. So I had to. It was almost like saying, okay, in order to get a house, I felt like if we had $2,500, we could get the house we wanted and take care of everything we had, because she had three kids. So everybody would have their room, and I felt like if everybody had their own room and everybody was happy in that situation, then it would just be a happy outcome. So I started focusing $2,500. So then we're down here. We moved to Gulfport. And there was a lot of things that happened with me and my ex-fiance where it was like a lot of things were going on. But it seemed like the more I started writing my journal, the more it brought us back together and things started happening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I just went with it. Next thing I know, her ex-husband, she'd been trying to get child support out of him, and she'd been trying to get them to take his income taxes. But for some reason, I don't know how he was doing his income taxes, but he was always they could never get him. All of a sudden, I'm in Gulfport, we're focusing on getting a house. Next thing she gives me news, they finally got him for child. They finally got his taxes, his income taxes for her child support, and they were going to give her two payments of what they got. And I thought it was so funny when they told her that the first installment she would get was $2,500. It was actually $2,560. And I said, that's not a coincidence. That's just too freaking creepy. But it was also
great
that kind of news. And I said, okay, fine. If that happened, then I guess you're right. We should be focusing on a house, because that's what I felt we should do. So we focused on the house. And we were sitting there having a little hard time. We was looking at places and that and the other. And people were hitting us with all this deposits, and which was no big deal. It was just one of those things where something wasn't setting with you just right. Yeah, so all this stuff's going on. So I was sitting there going, okay. And me and my ex-fiance, we were both into, I actually have a paranormal group called Psychic Journeyman Paranormal Investigators. Well, we was looking for a house that day, that we heard this story of a ghost that was haunting a house, and this ghost was giving decorating tips to the person who was living there. Okay? So we thought that was very fascinating, so we got to find this place. So in the process of finding this place, we did find it, but in the process I had just caught this sign out of the corner of my eye that said for rent. And I just caught the red part. I didn't know what it said, so I made it, had my ex-fiance turn around. Then we stopped, and I said, sure enough, it was for rent. I looked at this freaking house. I said, I like this house. I think we should go for this house. And she was like, well, what are we going to do? You know, we got $2,500 and stuff, but still at the same time, we don't have jobs, references, and all kind of stuff. I said, well, all we got to do is find somebody who's open-minded, who's understanding, that just that will just take our money and give us a place and give us like a month to get on our feet. So we called this guy up, and this guy, I sat there and talked to him, and I said, you know something? He did not speak English. He was from Ukraine. And I was like, okay. So he called his son over. So his son's translating through this guy. So I'm thinking, this is interesting. So we're sitting there talking to the guy, and the guy goes, you're going to do this, this, and this, and this, and that kind of stuff, like the house. It took us a while. It took us 2 days to get that all arranged. And I was kind of hesitant about the whole thing because, you know, it took us 2 days to get it all arranged. But I did say, you know, if this is going to happen, it's going to happen. So we finally went over and talked to the guy. And then next thing I know, he headed outside and pulled the for rent sign out of the front yard. And I told the guy everything was going on. So then we came back a couple of days later to give him the rent. Well, something told me just to bring $1,850, not to bring, because it was probably going to be like at least $2,300 because we had a dog. And I never expected the rent, you know, the deposit from the animal. That I never focused on that part. I just focused on everything else. So I wasn't surprised when they came up with that one. But, you know, the way things were falling in place, I just kind of let it go, okay? So so in the process of giving him $1,850 instead of the whole thing, we still owed the guy $300, all right? So I started telling the guy, I really want to do some painting on the house. I want to do some fixing up. There are some things that need to be fixed in the house. And kind of one of this nice long list of things that need to be done to this house. I said, I even want to paint the outside a different color of green. And so the guy's father basically came back and said, you owe me $300. And for some reason, I was trying to figure out why my guidance told me to only bring $1,850 when we knew for a fact it was $2,300. Well, the way things went, I started telling the guy about all the things I want to do to the house. He told me that if I did all those things to his house, I didn't owe him nothing. So, see, we actually got the house for $1,850. That's first month, last month, deposit, the whole everything. Next thing you know, all we had to do was focus on other things like work and jobs. Now, I thought that was kind of funny, but 2 or 3 days before that, I would just say, well, if you could just find somebody who could just work with us and not worry about all those other things. Because, I mean, I'll tell you, for a fact, I mean, there are some places I had some problems too, so there's probably some, at that time, there was debts and stuff out there. But it was one of those things that we're focusing on housing and not focusing on the world, because the world always says this and this and this and this. But that's a human concept. That's what I'm saying about the idea of focusing on what you really do want instead of settling for things. Because I'm the reason I sit there and say that too, because a lot of times when I get my guidance, it comes to me and said, you know something? The idea of Section 8 housing is great in some ways, but sometimes when you put yourself in, we put ourselves in a situation like that too, and then we didn't realize what kind of neighborhood they were actually putting us in. And the next thing I know, it was just chaos and stress, drama.
Well, the thing about it is that there's two programs, the one that I was denied for and the one that I'm basically trying to get it's the same, but it's different. You get to choose what house you want to live in, or apartment, or
right,
whatever you choose, and then they pay a certain amount a month, and you pay based on your income instead of them just putting you where, you know, they actually want you to be. You can choose yourself.
Right.
So that is, you know, kind of, I got denied for the other one, but this is the one I'm focusing on now because I just need to get stable again really quick. So I guess, you know, I understand the concept of you telling me, you know, there's something better. But, when do you see that coming through? I mean, when do you see something, period, something better for, like, stability for me?
Well, I'm just saying, that's what I was saying before about the house. I know one thing that helps us get that house quicker was the idea of specifying what I wanted.
Okay.
That was a four-bedroom, it was actually a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house. It was a bath and a half. But when we sit there and looked at the whole thing, there was actually one room And she had a very small boy, and he always wanted his own room. We thought it was amazing that when we walked in this place, how workable it was. Where we could actually, there was actually a small room, as you would probably call a sitting room. We actually turned it into a bedroom, and had a fan and a light and everything. I mean, it was just like a little bedroom. So we were amazed. We described this place, hardwood floors. I wanted nice, kind of like tall windows. They had tall windows. It had a nice little spot. It had a library, basically, where you put books and stuff. It had a front room. It had a separation and the whole thing. And it was just kind of amazing that the rooms, and I was looking, and plus, I freaked out because we didn't really have a bed. And we figured everybody else out with their situation, right? But we didn't have a bed. Well, this place actually came with a nice, huge queen size. Well, it was actually a king size bed that was actually hardly ever used. And it was one of those things. I come in a situation like that, I get a big vacuum cleaner. I've actually done this with a couple places I've been before, where it's one of those things of. I guess the worst thing about beds is the idea of what might be subjected to it. But if you take a nice little vacuum cleaner, it pretty much sucks everything off the freaking bed. Even have
that's a good idea.
Yeah, you suck everything out of it. Whatever's there goes up into the vacuum cleaner. You can take the bag and throw it away. Then you don't have any problems or anything. I used to tell people that with roaches, you want to get rid of these things real quick, suck them all in the vacuum cleaner, take that freaking bag out the freaking door, and be done with it. And just put down chemical so if there's any eggs laying around.
Right.
You know, I tell people this. I used to be exterminator with Terminex and a couple other companies. One thing you cannot do is get anything to penetrate an egg sac from a roach. You know why? Because that freaking thing they've actually proven that even radiation won't penetrate those things. So what you do is, that's why I always suggested to my clients or my customers was to always have a residual. Because once these things cross a residual, which is putting chemical around your floorboards and that kind of thing, or even in your kitchen, and certain, right, like in kitchens, the worst part about it is a lot of kitchens have cabinets where they have cabinets coming together. So you have a little gap between the cabinets. Light will never hit those places. So those are really good places. And underneath your couch, if you have a couch that has flaps on it, that's a bad thing. Because they can do the same thing there. They can hide underneath the flaps where light never hits them. They don't like light. But I know one thing about roaches, they like cats. They have a tendency to clean themselves. So when they clean themselves from the residual they've crossed, they ingest it. That's how you get rid of them. So if you have a problem with that whole situation, I'm just saying. You know, it's like looking at this thing. You live in Florida. One thing I loved about living in Florida was they have these pest places down there. It's called,
Pest Control.
Yeah, where you can actually, it's called self-pest control, where you can do it yourself. Where a lot of people don't realize this, but the chemicals that Terminex and these other pest controls company have, you can actually buy those if you can find them. You know, you don't have to have a license to buy them and use them in your own home. You have to have a license if you are a person who goes to other people's houses and exterminate. You have to have a license for that. But I found out down there, they said basically it's depending on the state you're in, but most states are like that now, where it's like as long as you can find a company and buy it from them, there's nothing that says you can't buy them. It's just if you decide to take it one step further and start your own service, then you have to have a license for that. But you can buy anything down there you want. And I used to get a kick out because I was in a couple of those places and going, yeah, I used to use that in Florida. I used to use that in Maryland and just all kinds of stuff. So I'm saying with the situation you have, that's like when I started talking about angels and manifesting things, you can manifest anything you want. My sister had a problem with roaches once. I exterminated her apartment, and I told myself when I walked in there, we're going to take care of the whole thing. She never had problems with that place for almost 2 years. I'm just saying, when you start using positive thinking, you'd be amazed exactly what you can accomplish. Because I always tell people, when you start thinking about positive things, that's the only thing that's going to happen.
Question with your housing.
If you want to go that route and get those situations, that's fine. I feel like those things will play out for you. But I also, at the same time, feel like there's something more for you. And the idea of focusing, because I started focusing on, see, I saw the ideal of the apartments and the towers, and what came to me the most on those things was realizing that someone had messed up on one of those towers, so people are not actually living in that tower anymore. That's from what I understand. It's starting to lean. So for some reason, it start to me. No, what I'm saying is, I get these symbols in my head from town to town. Talks about, okay, this is a leaning tower, but it's also leaning. It's also leaning toward what you want. Do you want an apartment or do you want a house? You see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want a house.
Right, because I see you in a house. I was sitting down there. There's a house on 2nd Avenue that was on the corner. I remember this, too, because it had a lot of sand and a little driveway in the front. But it was a nice brown house, big house, too. And I couldn't believe it was only at that time, especially with things are going on right now, sometimes it's easier to get a house.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many people who are just wanting to rent their house. I seen this one house started out at $850. Next thing I know, it was down to $450.
Wow.
Because they were trying to get that. Seriously, you should try that, because when I was in Colorado, I did this myself. I found a place to do it, to have a shop of my own when I had already been working for somebody else, and we were paying like $750 a month. Well, I found this one spot, and everybody came in town, but said people have been paying $300 for that little spot. And I said, really? $300? I said, it's not worth $300. So my angels came to me and said, what would you like to pay for that? Because you might be surprised. You might actually get it. So this is a proven fact. That place went for $300 a month. I called those people up and said, I want to pay $150 a week and a $50 deposit. I told them exactly what I was going to do, what I wanted to do, the whole thing, and just gave them the story and everything else. And she looked at me and she said, she didn't look at me, but she was on the phone. Because they lived in, I think they lived in Texas. They didn't live there. They just had a bunch of property there. So I sit there and told her, that's what I want. Pay $150 a month, $50 deposit. And I don't think I even told her about a deposit. I just told her I wanted to pay $150 a month. She called me back and said, my husband agrees to everything, except he wants a $50 deposit. I was like, okay. $50 deposit, I'm getting it for $150, which is half what people were getting for it before. And I thought, that just taught me right there to really ask for what you want, because I got it. I'm in Ohio, and I can't figure out how it ain't working here, but sometimes in situations.
I certainly am going to start to meditate more and start to bring more positivity in my life.
Write that journal, too.
Yeah, I'm going to start. I need to start a journal for real, because just get a little like, hand-sized notepad and start to write things in my journal. But there is one more question that I wanted to ask about a romantic relationship, and I won't bother you anymore after that.
One more question.
it's about, do you see in a romantic relationship? Because I kind of have something going on right now, but I'm giving this guy a hard time, and I'm not sure if he's going to stick around.
You're giving him a hard time. What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm. I'm just a no-nonsense type of girl, and, you know, sometimes I could be very harsh towards men, and, you know, sometimes I say mean things to him when I'm not in a good mood. And, you know, we just started actually being romantically involved for four months ago. So, you know, I just kind of want to.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's one of those things I was talking about before. It's like the idea of meditating and working with your angels. And when I sit here and said something about chakra clearings, it's the idea of holding on to a lot of things. And this would help you let go of those things where you wouldn't be so harsh with people. Because it's like there's something in your past you need to let go of. I definitely do. If it took you a while to start really writing in your journal, I would definitely get, like I said before, I told the lady before, a simple meditation with Archangel Michael to clear things away is the idea of asking Archangel, just say, Archangel Michael, please come into my life. Be with me. If you wanted to be with you all the time, then do that. And just say, be with me all the time. I said, take your sword and cut all, they call them etheric cords, which basically these are invisible cords that attach you to things emotionally. So you ask him to cut all those cords. The way I used to put it was, Archangel Michael, cut these cords. Even the ones I know, I said, I know they're there. I said, the ones I can see and the ones I can't see, just cut everything loose. And I would just sit there and focus on my mind of watching him take this sword and just cut all these cords around me. And then just, you know, basically it's like cut these cords and to help me let go of anything that's holding me from getting what I want and making me be who I am that I don't like. So we get rid of those situations. And then you could take it one step further and just say, Archangel Raphael, please come in and help me heal all those issues that we just cut loose. And then I just feel like once you do those two things, and I tell people before, do them for a couple days or do them as long as you think you need to where you feel like it's actually done what it's supposed to do. Cut those loose. But take 10 or 15 minutes. You know, what I was saying before journals and meditation, take 10 or 15 minutes in the morning just to yourself. I used to take an hour because I used to tell people flat out, I said, if you don't allow me to have my meditations in the morning and have my 2 hours to myself, I can't be that great person you always see.
Right.
But if you let me have those 2 hours, then I can be the person that you see all the time. It takes me 2 hours to do that. It's just the idea that people don't realize that when you go through your day, there's all this stuff going on. You're subjected to all people. When you walk by somebody negative,
just like the last caller, she was saying that she felt like the man was, I don't know, I guess ignoring her. Like, I guess, you know, sometimes that I'll text him or whatever, and I won't get a text message back or reply back from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll think that he's ignoring me, or maybe he's, you know, with another woman or something like that. So I'll just pop an attitude. So,
that's what I was saying to everybody else, too, about certain situations like that we were talking about before about phone calls and stuff like that. I used to have a situation where people call me, but I also do this. I do this as a living, so I'm constantly talking to people all the time. So there's sometimes when you call me, and I've had girlfriends do that too, they call me up and say, hey, you know, why aren't you not calling me back? And they took it personal. That's the hardest part about it. It's like, quit taking things so personal, because sometimes with my situation, it was just the ideal regrouping. It wasn't ignoring anybody. It's just I didn't feel like talking to anybody, because I'd already been on the phone or, like, with the situation, doing the radio show and that kind of stuff. Sometimes you just need some time yourself or go to the gym or whatever. So you're not ignoring anybody. And I always got back with those people, and I always tell them, you know, that's the way it goes. I had one friend of mine who was just, like, really off the cuff. Why are you not answering the call? Oh, on the phone call. You're just ignoring me. I said, well, that's a perception. But I said, we have to learn how to respect people and say, and when I say focus on the positive, it's the ideal of just saying to yourself, I guess he needs some time to himself.
Yeah.
If it's something that's
not to be. So if I do a Scorpio, I just had to ask.
Who, me?
Yes.
I'm just very emotional. I'm actually a very emotional Taurus.
Oh, okay. Because I'm a Scorpio, I'm like that, like with certain people's phone numbers. They'll get mad at me, and I won't answer the phone and they're mad.
Right.
So.
Well, I ask
you know, I have to explain to them that it's not nothing personal.
Well, I was going to say, sometimes you shouldn't be sorry for who you are. If you pick things up from people, you do that. Because I tell people all the time, you know, I'm not, get yourself to a point where you don't feel sorry for expressing yourself and telling people what you think. Because a lot of people think it's kind of like off the wall, but there's other people that think it's cool. But you know that. I've actually told people that before in meetings. Just look at them and go, hey, you're a Gemini. Whoa. Yes, I am. So it's like, tell me more. But it's, you know, but there's other people you read it to that are disrespectful, that look at you like you're a monster or something, when it's their perception and they're basically perceiving it because of what they've been through, not you. So that's what I'm saying.
You don't feel like this guy is the ignoring thing with him, like ignoring me. You don't feel it's like that.
I just get the impression of a guy living his life. I don't see him, like, I don't see any kind of, I'll put it like this. I don't see no conspiracy where he's doing this on purpose. I just feel like it's one of those things of being in situations. For example, I was in a situation working for a boss who hated cell phones, okay? And I told my girlfriend, my fiance, we'd just gotten back together. We were still working things out. But at the same time, she was telling me that she was living in Kansas when she took off, but she was actually living in Florida.
Okay.
Well, I found out exactly where she was because she had to send me She had to send me a fax from information that she had my wallet, and I needed copies of my ID. And so she knew somewhere down the line that I might have found out. So what happened was I had to work with my boss. I had to work with him exclusively. So he was right there, and my cell phone was ringing, going off the hook. And she was like, because it was like I got like 6 or 7 calls, and I decided to check the emails or the voicemails. And each voicemail just kept on getting more stressful because she thought I found out. And she wanted to tell me herself, right? So when it happened, I just sat there and told her, I said, hey, I would have called you back. But I said, my boss, Jay, was right there. And I said, you know how he feels about cell phones? He's fired people for them answering their cell phones. So no way am I going to answer a cell phone in front of that dude. So she was like, okay. But she took it personal, too. She thought, for sure, I was mad at her, didn't want to talk to her, all this other stuff. When all it was, yes, I found out where she lived at, but that was basically what I was trying to tell her was that wasn't a big deal. I already knew where she was. It was just confirming it for me. And I had no intentions of not talking to her or ignoring her. It was just the idea of being with somebody, being in a situation where I couldn't answer the phone. And that's what I feel like with him. It's more being preoccupied with everybody else and not answering the phone. Which it's not one of the situations where everybody's more important. It's just being caught up in the situation.
Oh, see, I know he has a lot going on. But do you see him sticking around for a little while? Like, you know, maybe marriage, maybe kids, committed relationships.
The one thing I pick up the most with that situation is you asking yourself, what do you want? And are you getting it with this relationship? Because in some ways, when I sit here and look at this thing, you might be, like you said, bitchy, and you do certain things. But I keep getting, I also get a picture of you holding your hands up, like you're holding more of the load, like you're carrying more of this whole thing than he does.
Oh, well, maybe. Well, I'd like you if you could pull a card to see what.
You like what?
Maybe. If you could pull a card to see what the card says about the situation. But I think that may come from, you know, maybe I like him a little bit more than he likes me, or I have more feelings than he has for me.
You've been together for 4 months, you say?
Mm-hmm.
I already shuffled your cards. I just need you to tell me if you want me to cut the deck or not.
Oh, yeah, you can cut it.
Okay. When I was looking at the cards, the situation, your card for the day, is the 7th. No, actually, it's the 8 of Swords. Now, the 8 of Swords, if you're ever familiar with that card itself, it shows a woman who's tied up, blindfolded, and she has all these swords around her. Now, to me, that portrays a person who is so in a situation right now who feels like they're tied up. They're blinded to where what direction they should go in because of the problems around her.
Mm-hmm. And that's the situation.
Yeah. But there's healing going on. You can see that too with the card too. There's water at your feet. There's a kingdom in the background as well. So it's just one of those things of focusing on which way you want to go. Because when I pick up the relationship, I feel like in some ways the relationship's not going to last because it's not the ideal of the situation between the two of you. It's just the ideal of in favor of who you should be really with. Because, I mean, it's like tracing it back to the situation, you're angry. But in some ways, there are certain things about you don't like being alone.
No, I don't.
So I'm just saying, sometimes our fears have a tendency to play out where we see people more favorably than we would if we didn't have the fear.
Okay, you know, so you think because of me it won't last, or because of him it won't last, or he's not who I'm supposed to be with. I'm not really getting it clear.
That's the idea of two insecurities attracting each other. He's insecure about a lot of things, and so are you. I get the impression one thing you're insecure about is being alone, but you're also, that's like tracing it back to a situation in your past where a man actually left you alone, or something, left you. I keep getting left you.
My dad.
Right. That's what I was going to. Well, let me say that. I picked that up. I was like, your father left you and left you hanging. And it was just one of those things where you have a tendency to take out all the men because you feel like, in some ways, And I actually pick up more guys who actually have kids. You have a tendency to be worse on them because they're not with their woman anymore, and that really bugs you. So I was saying, you need to work on those things. So it's not really, it doesn't, see, what I'm trying to say to you is, it has nothing to do with either one of you. It's the idea of working on yourselves, and he needs to work on himself, you need to work on yourself. So I feel like if it doesn't work out, it means in the context of this relationship, you're not dealing with his issues. So that's what I'm saying. Most times people come together that are supposed to be together, not the idea of helping them. There's no responsibility of helping those issues. It just seems to happen. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one of those things. It's like, take it, relax. I've told people before, do this, so you won't think any otherwise. It's just look at the situation of writing down and writing in your journal and asking your angels, you know, is this the man? I actually had a person I tell this to a lot of people, too, in sessions. Take and write yourself a guardian angel letter. Ask your guardian angel to go talk to his guardian angel. But at the same time, ask your guardian angels to sit there and say to you, I want to know how he really feels, and I want to know if he's really the one. And then just say thank you in advance, sign it, burn it.
But see, that's the thing. That's what I want to know. Because, I mean, I've gotten, you know, tarot reading, and, you know, with this guy's watching marriage. So it confuses me, you know, we're not spending much time together and he's having issues and I'm having issues,
mm-hmm.
that someone could possibly see a marriage with this, with me and this guy.
No, that's, you what, know, I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying with you. I'm saying the situation, it could work out if those issues are, like you said, if the issues are actually faced. And when I look at the situation, I feel like it's two people that need to work on these situations, because until they do, they can't really give a relationship 100%. So if you can't give the relationship 100%, it can't really go anywhere. And with you, I just feel like, really, I feel like you should be with somebody else. I just feel like there's someone else down the road that's going to be more on your level. But also at the same time, if you actually do start working on this, on the angel, working with your angels and doing your meditations and clearing and just really focusing on the spiritual life and realize that you are a spiritual person. You're not a person who's trying to be spiritual. You are a spiritual person.
Yes, I am. I can actually say I'm a spiritual person.
Yeah, so sit and look at the situation and go, it's okay to be honest with yourself and say, I really don't want to be with this person because I don't want to do it for him. And I just feel like, you know, I've been in situations, like I was telling this lady before, no, it was a guy. I told him that the situation of him and his girlfriend wasn't over. That doesn't mean they're getting back together. It just means it's not over, where she's going to still keep calling you until you make a decision. Are you going to accept the calls, or are you going to ignore them and say, okay, because you're going to give to her a point of saying, I'm done with you. Okay, but if you keep answering the phone, that gives a sign that says, no, you're not, and that's what she's going to see. So you have to sit there and be stern with yourself, and sometimes it's kind of hard to do if you're a really caring person to do that, because you think you're hurting them. But really, you're actually doing them a favor, because they can't. They're so caught up in their own situation and their own lives that they can't make the right decision. So you got to make it for them. And that's what I'm saying. When you focus on being a spiritual person, which is what you are anyway, you start seeing things for what they really are, and you understand that these decisions have to be made. Some people ain't going to understand that. You're not here to sit there and condone that. You're not sit here and say, well, I'm sorry. No, you're not. You're here to say that and to help people come to a point and say, you can do the same thing I'm doing. You've got to make decisions and you've got to move on. If you don't move on, it's like a lot of stuff going on. I mean, how much it really affects you. It's like the story I heard from Joyce Myers. I don't know if you know who Joyce Myers is, but.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's a preacher on, I think it's TNN or TBN. Christian,
yeah.
Channel. She's a lady pastor. Yeah, my mom used to watch her.
Yeah, so what happened, the situation was, see, she was told by God that she needed to go out and start her ministry, the one she has now. Well, she said she didn't think she was ready. So she stayed in St. Louis for a year. And all this stuff started happening to her. All these things and that kind of stuff. So she was like, okay, God, you know, I'm doing everything like I'm supposed to do. And I'm being, you know, faithful and that kind of thing. But she said, what's going on? And it was like, she said, the answer came to me very quickly. And he said, I told you a year ago, it was time to move on and start your ministry. If you would have listened then, you would not be here being subjected to these things. You're not supposed to be here. But see, she didn't listen. Okay, so these things still unfolded. But at the time, but right that moment when she figured it out, that's the time she corrected it. So that's what I'm saying. When things are being brought to your attention and you're like, okay, why is that going like that? It's just telling you. There's a sign saying you need to move on or you, whatever. I'm just saying with a situation like this, I would be very honest with myself and say, do I still feel like I'm being pulled to the right one? Because if you still have that pull where you feel like you need, you know, you're still being drawn to your significant other, then the person you're with right now is not the one. It's just the idea of being honest with yourself and saying, hey, you know something? I've been really struggling with this. So what's up? And then you get this thing that says, well, what are you being pulled to? And you say, well, I still feel that pull. Well, that means you haven't met the right person, because once you meet that right person, you don't feel that pull anymore because you're with that. You're back with the essence that you started with. We were talking the other day about Valentine's Day, okay? We were talking about the heart on a Valentine's card and describing what it means, okay? And the vision that came to me real quickly was one that said, twin flames is what you're looking for when you say significant other, not soulmate. And what that means is, it means God created an essence that was so powerful and so bright that he couldn't contain it in one body. So therefore he made a man and a woman and put this essence in the man and the woman. That's why they're destined, that's why they're always pulled to each other, because they're basically the same, just in a male and a female. So the Valentine's heart means at the top where the heart comes together, that's where the soulmates, that's where the twin flames were created. Then the loops of the heart go outwards. That's the two twin flames going out into the world. And then they come back around and they meet at the end where they always end up together. So you see that's what the heart means. So, you know, it's like people are asking me that, what does a heart mean? So I ask, what does a heart mean? And that's what came to me in the process of doing that. But see, in the same situation of me getting information, so can you. And that's what I'm saying about the situation. You said you've had tarot readings and people keep telling, basically you're going to marry this guy?
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't see that. I just see that there's something that you're being pulled to. I still keep getting somebody else. And I get this situation of him where you were saying, in some ways, he seemed like he's still attached to somebody else. You understand? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
right. So just take that. I'm just saying, work on yourself right now. And if he's, it's like one of those situations of prove it to yourself. If he's, sit down and tell yourself you want to be with the right person. If all of a sudden you feel like a magnet pulled to something else, then he's not the one. And just be well. Because I did say that about ex-fiance. Me and her got, it was like I wanted to reconnect with her and work things out. And then she started calling. And my angel said, well, yeah, you're going to hear from her and that kind of stuff. They were kind of hesitant on the idea of getting back together. But it just seemed like when I started talking to her and realized what was going on, I started seeing her from a different way, different sight. You know, kind of looking at somebody for the first time without having the rose-colored glasses on. And you start realizing yourself going, what the heck was I thinking? That kind of thing, and just being honest with yourself, said, okay, I made a mistake. I thought I knew what it was, but now it's being presented to me that I was wrong. Just admit that you're wrong and say, okay, this is a great place to start my new life. And so now we're going to sit there and work on this other stuff that keeps coming to me of working on my spiritual self, so therefore I can attract my spiritual companionship or my spiritual companion. To get that spiritual companionship relationship, which you're looking for romantic, you know. And romantic relationships, you should never be a therapist. It's okay to ask yourself questions from time to time if you don't understand something. But when it's a constant, you know, trying to figure out what you're doing, what he's doing, and that kind of stuff, then you're just doing too much thinking and you're not enjoying any kind of thing that's going on. And when you're with the right person, you have a tendency to be in favor of enjoying the relationship than anything else. And then, sure, issues arise in those relationships, but you seem to tackle those things with ease. These other ones are so difficult. And that's the difference between the good and the bad. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, like I was telling everybody else, if you really want to get a private reading, you know, this month is probably one of those easy months where you just call me up and say, hey, I only have this amount of money. Could we still do one? And like I tell people, as soon as it hits that PayPal account, you got me for pretty much that. Depends on how much. Sometimes I have a tendency when you pay and we sit down and do the session and it takes 2 hours, people freak out because they're like, oh, I only paid for like 30 minutes. I said, you know something? We're here to find the answers. And sometimes it might take 2 hours. Okay? But just saying, I recommend for you right now the ideal of doing a past life relationship. I can't even say it. What to say? Past life regression, where we can figure out why. I feel like there's a connection to this guy, to your past life, but I don't really see it as a good thing. Okay, it's more like almost like trying to find a way to be how to understand it, but I'd also get you a lifetime reading as well. And actually, like I said before, you can call me up and tell me, this is how much I can pay, this is how much I can do this, or anything. I mean, I've actually worked out some deals with people where I've actually sit there and said, okay, I'll do a reading for you. All you have to do is tell everybody else. You know, do some free advertising or something. I just feel like there's two things that need to be done. Get a little output of what the year is all about and really get a full detail of private reading. And the lifetime regression. And I can do it over the phone, okay?
Okay.
It's just one of those things that if you're going to do a past life regression, you'll need at least an hour. And I really stress this to everybody, too. When you sit there and do that, and, you know, just call my number, which is 937-838-6337, which is kind of funny how to think about that for a minute. But, you know, make sure that there's, you know, send your kids to the freaking babysitters or whatever you got to do. Because there cannot be no interference with this whole thing. Because once you go backwards, what we're trying to do is, and I learned this from Doreen Virtue, is pick a point in your life. Okay, I'm having a problem with a certain issue. And as you go into your meditation or your hypnosis state, you sit there and say, okay, take me back to my past life. That this is the reason I have this problem. So I can figure out why I do this. And then I did that too, and it just takes you right back to the lifetime that you need to take a look at and ask yourself, okay. And you're an observer there too, so nothing can hurt you. You're watching everything unfold, but we take you through getting you there, wanting you to take a look at yourself, look down at yourself, see what kind of outfit you're wearing, look around you, focus on the date that pops in your head. We used to take it down a hallway with dates on them. Whatever door you want to go through, or just let it take you back, depending on the person. Just, you know, first we'll try the idea of just go back by what you just said and take you back that lifetime. Or we can sit there and take you down a corridor, and when you feel like you need to go through a door, then you go through a door. But usually what happens if you go through doors and they don't open for you, then you're not ready for that yet. So you just keep going. But the quickest way I've found to do it, the door thing's good because it helps me when I do past lives, when people ask questions. But usually what happens with a situation is I just say, let's go back. Angels take them back to the lifetime they need to look at so they can deal with this situation and understand why they have it. And then you're done. And it takes you right back there. I mean, I've had a couple where I did those, and I looked down and looked at what I was wearing, and it just seemed like I knew. Once I was there, I knew where I was at. And it was like reliving it all over again. And then it's like, look at the situation. Okay, let's go to where you died. See what happened, you know. Or also point out to the situation, okay, we're here. Now take me to the point in this lifetime that I acquired this problem or this issue. And then it'll take you there. And then it'll take you to the point where you died. Because a lot of times with your issues, you know, you still hang on to the issue. And it helps you. The idea of looking at your death is also looks at what you feel when you died. Didn't feel nothing, which is usually what happens. I mean, you feel the first part of it where you know you got shot and there's other things going on, but when you pass over, you usually don't feel those things. It's always you never really feel them unless you're here. You know, people say, well, I hope I die. Yeah, me too, because you're really going to feel it because you're going to be here for a while. So they're pretty lengthy in that way, and they take some time. And sometimes they don't take some time. It just the idea of getting there, you want to sit there and experience the whole thing. That's why I always tell everybody, make sure it's a quiet environment. And the lifetime reading is, it's like getting a handle on things to happen. But it's usually going into the year. It's basically what it is. It's a year reading, where we're going into the next year and tell you what's up. And I actually feel like with that whole situation, to give you a little insight of that whole thing, that it feels like this next year is gonna be a good year. I feel like in some ways with some of the apartments and all that kind of stuff, you've had problems with this, and that, and the other. When we get to the next year, get into next year, I just feel like you're coming to a point where you're letting a lot of things go. And I do feel like the guy that you're talking about is one of those things that's going to be one of the things you're letting go of. And it could be simply, when I say let go, I mean you're letting go in favor of where it's going to go. And then you're going forward. So if he's still a part of that, he'll go forward with you. If he's not, he'll take another path. You know, sometimes people think, oh, they break up and it was bad. When actually it's just two people taking two different directions. And that's what I see here, okay? And I really hate to cut this, you know, the whole thing about the whole thing. I can't even say it. But, no, I just need to get going. But like
okay. It's been nice
talking to you. Oh,
it's great. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me off air and everything, and I will definitely keep in touch with you and, you know, give you updates on what's going on and try when I'm ready to and when I meditated enough to get that past life regression thing going.
Because I keep
still having the deals going on.
Yeah, once you change a lot of things in your life and you start focusing positively, you start attracting a lot more positive opportunities come to you. I've seen people go from, you know, you said you're like low-income housing to actually getting themselves in a position where they can actually do what they want to do, and then they do call me up and say, yeah, I'd like to get one of those things because now I'm curious because things are getting better.
Right.
How much more they're going to get, or what do I need to really focus on? Because the last time I focused on what you said, that changed for the better, so let's start working on other things. And they start really looking at their lives and say, okay, if I can do a positive relationship, then I should be able to get a positive job and a positive house. And that's how it works. Everything's supposed to be, when you work with your angels, it's not the idea, because I've seen people do this too, where that's like, I can have a great relationship, a mediocre career. And then they start thinking, oh, I can have all those things, right? Yes, you can. That's what I was telling someone before about this Super Beings book. I got the Super Beings book by this guy named John Randolph Price when I was in Daytona. And I just happened to, there was a bookstore down on, there's a bookstore down there on International. Just before you cross the bridge, you go over to go down to the beach. It's on, if you're going toward the beach, it's actually, I think it's on the right side. It's a used bookstore. I was in there looking, and my angels took me in there because I said I really wanted to find that book again because I'd had it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in this place. I'm walking around going, okay, guys, I don't see it. And they go, well, come over here. And then all of a sudden, someone told me, just there's like a little shelf pointing the other direction, pointing toward the wall, not the door, pointing the opposite direction. So I went down there, and something said, move these two books to the side. I said, I wonder why. Maybe it's another book, huh? Well, I pushed those two books to the side, and guess what? It was that book, Super Beings. It was just an older copy. I actually wanted to get an older copy because I felt like it had a little more information in it. Or something about that. I just want to get the older copy. Uh-oh. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, it was like it got in there, and there was a book. It was exactly the book I wanted, the old version. So I was like, you should check out that whole thing. You know, when you're guided to do something, I've done it a couple times where I was in my shop and I wanted to get a nice table for my shop, and they actually guided me into this really expensive furniture store. I'm like, okay. I told you guys I didn't really have a budget for this. And they were like, keep going. And I found, you know, it was like, oh, look, these tables are like $200 a piece, man. Really nice tables, I'll give you that. And I said, well, why did I come here? Next thing I know, this one lady said, I can show you some more tables in the back room. So we went to the back room, and they were still like $100. And I'm like, okay. I just happened to glance to the left. There's these tables in the corner. I said, well, how about those tables in the corner? What are you doing with those? Oh, we're trying to give those away. Then it hit me right then and there. That's what they brought me in for. because I was trying to find the table I could afford, which was basically I didn't have any money at all. But here's a free table.
Oh, that's...
It went back to my shop. It fit perfectly in there with the chairs I already had. And actually, I was going out to my ex-boss, who was remodeling all of her rooms in her hotel, and they were giving chairs away. I got two chairs and a lamp. I just had me walking down there. I said, what are you going to do all that stuff? She goes, if you want some, take it home. Take it with you. So I grabbed those two chairs and that lamp. And then, I tell people all the time, you should listen, man. Because, when I got my apartment in Colorado, when I was in Manitou Springs, when I first moved in that place, all I had was an inflatable mattress. And I was like, I need some furniture. Guys, you need to help out here. Next thing I know, a couple months later, when I moved out to go move somewhere else, I just realized that all the furniture and stuff I had in my apartment had been given to me. Real nice stuff, too. I actually worked for one lady one time. We traded out where she would give me some stuff, and I'd do work on her house. And she was a friend of mine. I actually walked away from that with a JVD stereo, with everything, cassette, CDs, the whole friggin' bit. Had the turntable, not turntable, what do you call those things? What do you call that thing? It's the one that's got the radio on it and stuff like that.
I don't know.
I don't either. But she gave me that. She gave me a television. I got a television. I had a VCR. Just all this other stuff. I was like, wow, man, I told people before, don't let money be the one thing that keeps you from anything, because I've had too many things. I've walked into hotels not really having the full money for the room and still getting a room. When I first got my first apartment in Manitou Springs, which was that one I was telling you about, I remember walking up there and just looking at apartments. No, I didn't have any money to get any apartment, but I was still by looking. I've always been taught that too. If you want something, get yourself in the house or get yourself in the car so you can actually get a feel for it. And just the idea of knowing what that feels like has a tendency to attract opportunities to get that. So I was up in this place looking for apartments and found this great apartment I just loved. And that's what I'm saying. This apartment was 308. It's 11. So I always tell people, watch for combinations of 11 because they're very important. It's like helping you manifest what you want to do. So we did all that kind of stuff. This guy gave me this freaking apartment. This guy gave me this freaking apartment. And
wow.
He didn't just give it to me. Go ahead.
I guess the thing about me, the influences that I've had around me, because I'm like, I don't have a job, but what's the point in looking for an apartment and if I don't have a job, but I know that I don't want to be where I'm at, and I have a certain amount of time to get out of here, and that didn't come through, so it's like, I'm going to go and look for an apartment somewhere to stay, but I don't have the money for it. So it's like, some people would think, that's backwards.
No, not. It's the idea of focusing on what you want. The idea you need an apartment because you need some place to lay your head so you can focus on the other stuff too. Because that's what I did with this place. This guy looked at me, and I was freaked out because the guy looked at me and says, you got the money, do you? And I'm like, no, but I'd love to have this apartment. He goes, well, hold on for a minute. He left. He came back. He said, my freaking maintenance man's drunk again. Can't find a dude. And he's supposed to finish painting this apartment. He looked at me and he said, I'll make you a deal. I said, what's that? He said, if you finish painting this apartment, I'll let you move in now, which was I think it was the first week of November. And then he said, when December comes up, we have a special going off for $99 for the deposit. And that's all you have to have. He says, is that enough time for you to get on your feet? And see, the guy's giving me an opportunity. And I'm in the apartment right there at that moment. No money. no money for the apartment and stuff. I have food and that kind of stuff, But I told him, it's like, hey... No, I don't. But he says, okay, if you do that, I'll let you move in right now. And I did. Gave me the keys. I signed the lease and everything. Never had no freaking money. And the whole time I'm going through the process, I'm thinking, he's going to ask me for money. But he never did. He never asked me for anything, and I just came down and paid him the rent. Later on, when I had some stuff going on, that kind of stuff. But that's there's an opportunity that came to me, and it happened. I had the same thing happen when I got an apartment earlier that year before I came up there I had a tough time hanging on to, but it was amazing. It was almost like I was supposed to stay there for some kind of period of time, because when I went down there, my friend took me down there. We filled out the application. I gave her some money for the deposit. I think I paid for the application fee. Or maybe I didn't. But anyway, I went down there and I've been looking in one of those rent books where they got all these apartments and stuff in there. So I'm sitting there talking to the lady and stuff, and here you go. I'm just going along with the flow, see what happens, because it's happened before. And just sitting there talking to her, and she's like, okay, well, let me go over your application and stuff, and we'll get back with you until you get approved. She calls you back and says, I'm approved. And I was like, oh, shit, I ain't got no freaking money. And I was having a tough time getting a deposit. I had some money for a deposit. But I was sensing just kind of like difficult stuff, right? So then so I called her back up and said, I'm having a little bit of trouble with the rent. And she's like, oh, didn't I tell you? I was like, no, you didn't. What? She said, since you basically contacted us through one of those rent books, the first month's free. All you got to do is come up with a $300 deposit. I said, are you serious? And she goes, yeah, you can move anytime you want. I said, okay. So then I got down there, getting the keys and signing the lease and that kind of stuff. I only had $150 for the lease, for the deposit. She goes, okay, no problem. Just give me the rest of, you know, give it the rest of me, you know, get it, give it to me. Here's your keys and all kinds of stuff. I moved to my apartment center going, God, that was freaking easy. But what I'm saying to you is it happened. Those things did happen. You know, sometimes when you look at situations, like in my situation, sometimes you look at things and go, okay, I'm in a different state. They're not happening like that. It could be one thing. I'm in the wrong place. Or like with Dorian Virtue, It was like Joyce Myers. It could have been simply, you know, not missing an opportunity to move forward, and now I'm being subjected to all these things because I didn't listen to the guidance that came to me. Now it's time, okay, you made your mistake. Now what are you going to do? Well, I've made a conscious decision that says, okay, I realize I made a mistake. I'm in the wrong place. And don't be surprised if those certain opportunities don't come again. Just this time, take advantage of them.
Right.
The reason I was sitting here telling you before that I need to go, because I'm very, I've been doing this 2 hours, and the readings for some reason really have a tendency to really give everything I can. So I'm getting, I need some rest. If you have any questions, if you want to call me up or something, just ask a couple questions, and you don't want to get a complete reading. Okay?
Okay.
Tell people, you know, just ask the question. If you feel compelled that you should do something, like put $5 in my PayPal account, then go ahead and do that. But if it's just a couple of questions, I don't see the reason for charging somebody $25 for a half an hour reading when it's only two questions.
Okay, well, let me find a pen really quick, and then I can jot your number down. It doesn't have a one on it. But
okay. Go right ahead. I'm tired.
Okay, go ahead.
The number here is 937.
Okay.
838-6337. And like I was telling you before, I mean, if you can find, like, say you want to get a reading, okay? I'll give you this one. If you want to do a reading, and you have some friends who have money for readings, bring them along, and for every person that you bring to me for a reading that pays for one, I'll give you one for free.
Okay. If I can find people. Right now my cell phone's going dead. But I didn't get your number, or your name, I'm sorry.
My friends call me Donnie.
Donnie, okay. All right.
This is a psychic journey. This is a psychic journeyman talk radio.
Right, I'm going to make sure I tune in every time I know I see you on.
I appreciate it.
But it's definitely been a pleasure talking to you, and I'll definitely keep in touch.
All righty.
Good night. I don't talk to you before the holidays. Happy holidays.
Oh, that's right. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas and all that. Because happy holidays. I forgot about it. It's like I keep forgetting it's Christmas. All right. Well, you have a great night, and I thank you for the call. I really do. And if you got any problems, I hope you will call, okay?
Okay. All right. Good night.
Yeah. Good night. Oh, shit.